you're stuck with the worst of Opie and Anthony.
On FM Talk at 102.7.
And you're hanging with Opie and Anthony.
God, I know. I stored it last night.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, I'm leaving the city, and I'm driving, and roads are kind of wet, you know? So it was raining, okay? It was raining.
Well, that happens from time to time, sure.
Yeah. You know how slippery it can get with the paint on the street, you know, like crosswalks and like the lines where you're supposed to stop and
all
stuff?
All right, let me stop you.
Fine.
What did you hit?
Well, it wasn't hard or anything.
Did someone beat up your car like they did
in
that time?
Just, I need to paint one cab on my door. I need to, like a fighter pilot. I got one open.
You took out a cab?
I got one.
Right on.
I didn't take him out. I just busted his taillight.
So what did he do?
I stepped on the brake. The thing kind of went, you know, my anti-lock brakes and stuff. But I slid. Supposed to have anti-lock brakes. And just tapped him. Like, no damage or anything, especially to my vehicle. The cow catcher on the front.
<I know.
laughs> Didn't even scratch the rubber. But his taillight, you know, brakes. He gets out. My cab! This is a 1998! Do you know what the taillight go for? I'm like, no, I guess you're going to tell me, right? It's
$500.
$500.
Come on.
Over a taillight. Get out of here, Habib. What are you talking about? $500. And he's talking like that's it. I go, it's a lens on the front of that. No, not lens. He opens his trunk up. Whole unit must be replaced. And I swear it wasn't even the entire lens. It was like the lower part of it.
Yeah, like the orange part.
Yeah, regardless, even if he had to replace the entire lens.
$500 for its lens.
The whole thing, trunk and back seat must be replaced. You make me lose fare. $500, you pig. So he's just ragging and stuff. And, you know, I'm like, well, you know something, then call the cop. Call a cop.
Oh, I will call a cop. Look, come with me to auto parts store. They will show you that.
Now he wants me to follow him to an auto parts store.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And go, all right, look, I rear-ended the guy. He's making a big to-do about it. Said, okay, pal, look, there's a cash machine right there. I'll take $100 out.
$100?
And give it to you for your effing tail light. Well, it was a 98. It was a brand new.
$100.
Brand new.
I screwed up, man. I slid into him. And what am I going to do? He accepted the $100?
Oh, yeah.
Now he's just going to go to the hardware store, get the red, you know, tape, and
of
he's going to be set.
Of course he is.
You just gave a guy $100 for nothing.
I could have done that, or I could have waited for a cop report, go through insurance. It'll end up being more than $100 in the long run when the insurance company gets a hold of you. You know what I mean?
$100.
I know. I didn't feel good about it myself.
Oh.
And then he's yelling like before I even made him that offer. That, you know, $500. And he goes, I will talk to another cabbie. He will tell you.
Of course he will.
So, no, you know what happens? He screwed him. Another cab pulls over. The guy gets out. He goes, how much you is for this taillight? And the guy in the other cab is like, oh, that happened to me the other day. It's like $90 or something like that.
But you have a 97, this a 98.
He's screaming. I was just like,
bucks.
God.
You should be able to punch him in the face for $100.
I felt a little extorted. I felt like I was taken advantage of, like I was, I screwed up because I actually paid him. But it's like, what are you going to do? Stand there and wait?
I
had to make a decision. I didn't want to let it go through the insurance company, so I tossed him $100.
I'm surprised you were polite enough to stop. Usually you just keep going, Anthony.
There was really no good place to go. Yeah, oh, I'd have been gone, man. What are you kidding?
You're the hit-and-run guy.
I never hit and run. I never hit. I don't hit people. That was the first even encounter in New York City since we've been here.
No.
And you see the way I drive.
Well, we had another one when I was driving. The famous guy knocking out my side view. That cost me $250 for a side view mirror.
Well, at least when I tap people, it's their car, Opie, not them in the crosswalk.
Well, the light was green. I wanted to go. Wasn't like I gassed it. I just kind of inched up, hit the guy.
You hit him in the hip.
Figured he would move out of the way and we'd be set. We'd be through the light.
He moved out of the way, all right. Moved over to your side view mirror and punched it off your car.
One of the most amazing punches I've ever seen.
How much did that cost you to get it fixed?
I told you, $250.
See, that cost you $250.
Well, because you got the automatic mirrors and all that crap.
I got off cheap.
$100 for a taillight.
We got to keep a tally. That's $350 we've had to shell out because of our driving habits.
It could have been a lot worse, the stuff we've pulled in the past year and a half. Julio.
What's happening, dude?
All right.
I'll tell you why he wanted the $500 for that taillight.
Yeah.
That's the cost of his deductible.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense.
I'll tell you one thing. So many people are just so pissed at insurance companies. You don't want to go through them. They're the ones that are getting money out of everybody, and you don't even want to go through them because you're paying enough for your premiums already. If even you have a little fender bender, your premiums go up. It's worth more to it's worth it just to pay the people off.
Absolutely.
$500
for a taillight.
For a taillight lens.
Stacy, what's going on?
First of all, I'm not going to poke fun at you guys, but Habib is an Arabic name, and you're doing an Indian accent.
Do you think we know?
Do you think we care?
We got a Chinese guy named Yoshi.
It's not called the Opie,
anyway,
Anthony, and Stacy show, so we'll do whatever the hell we want.
Stacy, what nationality? What nationality are you?
I'm a Jew.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No surprise, the Jews nitpicking.
Listen, we got to do something.
We're going to have to spin the ethnic wheel today. I'm feeling in that mood today.
So am I.
You know what? My husband is Arabic, so if you got something to say, we got to do it right now.
Habib married a Jew?
He's not Habib. Yeah, Jew and an Arab are married.
That's pretty interesting.
How do you know the cabbie was an Indian?
Your particular cabbie?
Yeah. How do you know I wasn't just doing an Indian guy? Hello, give me $500.
You were, but you said Habib.
Yeah, and what's Habib?
Habib is in Arabic.
Maybe he was an Arab guy born in India, you bitch.
Oh, my God.
And not every person named Habib is in Arabic.
And every Jew sues. If you just call me a bitch, I'm going to call my lawyer.
Well,
really?
I like when people fight back. Good job, Stacey.
Hey, Stacey, don't sue me. I'll give you $100.
Right. Well, actually, that's how much the chance I was sourced from my husband and I. Listen to this. We were stalled out one day, and a cab driver actually was going to help us.
Yeah.
And the cab driver tried to jump start our Jeep to no success. However, tried to blame this jump start on the fact that their portable CD player stopped working as a result of the jump start they tried to give us. So she said, give us $100. And so we told her to kiss our, you know what.
Your Jew ass.
Big as that. You got it.
Something about the cabbies. I mean, I don't see them as being the most ethical people when it comes to if you get into a little fender bender, them not trying to get the better of the deal. You know what I mean?
I think they're very ethical. When you tell them where to go, they take the direct route, right, Anthony?
Of course.
Yeah, you want to go to the village, they know exactly how to go, the shortest distance between two points, right?
Well, when you hop in.
They're not zigzagging all across town, are they?
I know when someone's coming from LaGuardia or something.
You're brand new. I just come to America. Want to take me out to Parque Meridian? Okay. That we have to go through Jersey. Wherever you have to go. How much money is this?
Oh, that's the lowest denomination, the one with Grant on it.
too funny. All right, we're just getting started. I'm seriously thinking about spinning the ethnic wheel today.
Ethnic wheel?
It's kind of a brand new feature on the ONA show. Basically, we got a bunch of ethnic groups on this wheel, kind of like the Wheel of Fortune wheel.
Mm-hmm.
We spin it, and whatever ethnic group it stops on, we spend an hour telling jokes about that ethnic group.
What do you do? One of my favorite bits from the Grease Man show.
What do you think?
I like it, dear.
You like it?
Boy, I hope it lands on the black side.
It's kind of like a car wreck on the highway. You're going to have to, tune us in to see what the hell these idiots are doing next.
Opie and Anthony.
We refuse to be responsible.
Go screw yourself.
We refuse to be responsible.
You deserve the best. But that'd be a lot of work. Here's the worst. Of Opie and Anthony
on FM Talk at 102.7.
And we got to welcome Rick, our producer, back to the show.
He's back.
Rick, now a married man.
Yep.
Hold it up high. Let me see. Hold it up. There it is. Wow. Boy, that is a prominent drink, isn't it?
Jesus, God, there ain't no mistake in that.
I've been tagged, so on a return to the wild, she knows exactly where I am.
I was going to say, that looks like a tagging.
This one's been tagged. Look at him.
I saw that guy this weekend.
Did you? The crocodile hunter?
God damn, does he make me laugh.
Isn't he funny?
He's really funny.
He, like, doesn't care what the hell he's doing.
Right.
I've seen him stick his head in a cave where there were snakes, and the snakes started biting his face. And he's just like, look at these gorgeous creatures. They're gorgeous. They're biting my face. This is gorgeous. And he's got his wife with him.
Yeah.
She's some American broad. And they're in the middle of a river. And there's crocodiles in there. And you see one go by, a big one. He's like, all right, watch the boat, honey. And he jumps in. And he starts, like, grabbing the mouth, and he's talking as he's doing it. I'm going to try to roll him over before he goes into a death roll. Death roll? Because they did, like, a croc will grab onto us something and then roll.
Right.
It'll just spin. So
tangle up its tail and everything in there, so you can't get free.
And also, whatever it's grabbed onto is going to just, it's ripping a chunk out of it as the croc spins.
Sure.
You know, usually it's some poor dopey wildebeest that went into the river. Not this dopey Australian guy who's trying to wrestle it on his home turf.
Yeah.
You know, it's the alligator's home turf. Oh, I've got him now. Look at him. Honey, okay, honey, now jump in. And he gets his wife in there to sit on the croc's head. Sit on his head, honey. I'm going to stick my thumb up his bum and see if he's male or female.
Well, this weekend, he was chasing crocodiles.
He was chasing them?
Yeah, there was some form of crocodile. They move pretty damn fast and stuff, and he was chasing them. They were about 3-4 feet long, could run like a mother, and he's running all over the place, tackling these things.
He doesn't care.
No.
Seen him with all kinds of animals, and he gets bitten. He had a kangaroo once, and he was trying to wrestle that thing down, and the thing's just kicking the crap out of him. Oh, he's gorgeous. Look at the color on this. Oh, it's just bleeding and everything.
Yeah. Bob, what's going on?
Yeah, you ever notice that he's always wearing those same khaki shorts and t-shirt?
That's all he owns.
Yeah,
it's that Australian outback kind of wear.
Right. The guy jumps in the ocean, right? He's going to, like, rescue a shark from a net. He's wearing the same khaki shorts and t-shirt.
Yeah, he doesn't change.
And no, he doesn't change. His wife throws in the scuba tank to him, and he's still wearing this. You see him scuba diving underwater in the shirt.
In his Crocodile Dundee outfit.
Right. He's got the boots on over his slippers.
He's some kind of superhero, I think.
I don't know what the hell he is.
And then he's diving with those sharks, and he sticks his hand in the hole in the coral and pulls it out, and it's, like, totally bloody. You see him on the boat. Look, I got my hand.
He seems to have bitten me.
Ugh.
Yeah, no crap. Look at what you're doing. You're taunting him.
Guy has no fear whatsoever.
Swimming with crocodiles, going into mud holes. He, like, ducks underneath the water, underneath the rocks, and pulls out this little crocodile.
Yeah.
Where the hell did you get that thing from?
Look at him. Isn't he gorgeous?
Yeah, and then he's crawling along next to him, right, sticking his face in the thing's nose. Oh, he bit me.
He bit my face. I saw him. He was holding a snake. The thing laid right into his nose. Oh, no, don't do this at home.
Yeah, sure. I was really just thinking of going out and doing that at home.
Trying to find a snake.
Thank you, Bob.
He was chasing some kind of animals with a Land Rover. And he's on the bumper trying to rope it, and he missed. So he just tells his wife to pull up next to it and jumped off the Rover onto this thing's head. It looked like he was being trampled. Because he was.
I got him, honey! I've got him!
Like hoof marks in his face.
Look, it's gorgeous!
You think he throws his wife around like that in the bedroom?
Probably.
Look, I'm going to roll her. She's going into a death roll. Now I'll stick my thumb up her bum. I'm going to give her what we call the Lycus. Take a U-log over her head.
Jason, what's going on?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
All right.
I saw him making excuses for a poisonous snake once for trying to bite him. Well, I'd be right angry too, mate, if I was in your and you were in my house trying to get my babies. And it's like coming like 2 inches from him, he's snapping away, and him and his wife are trying to catch these poisonous snakes in like South America, and he's making excuses for him for trying to bite him.
Oh. The guy's such a tool, but you gotta watch him.
You gotta love him.
I was laughing so hard.
Crocodile hunter.
Between that and the Giants game, I had a lot of comedy this weekend.
It's beyond moronic.
Submoronic.
Okay.
1027. Yeah, a lot of people want to know if Porky Steinbrenner will be making an appearance today to congratulate Coney on his perfect game. Here's.
Oh, there you are. What's up?
It's Corky Steinbrenner, everyone.
Not the strong boss from the 1970s. All of a sudden, I'm a little wrinkled old man that's so sensitive I cry every 2 seconds.
Oh. Corky Steinbrenner.
Yes.
I see you have your crazy Eddie outfit on. Same outfit you've been wearing since 1977.
That's how I dress. Yeah. I wear my turtleneck. My little sports jacket.
You were wearing that same outfit yesterday, even though it was 100 degrees. You must have been sweating your ballies off.
I was wearing this with my fine Billy Martin show. Billy, where are you? Billy, I miss you, Billy, so much. Thurman. Thurman! JFK Jr. We hardly knew ye.
Well, was it nice to have Yogi Berra?
Yogi! Yogi Berra Day! Who can ask for more from a day of baseball?
You never thought you'd see the day there.
Yogi in the park again at the
Wait, what was that?
Oh, Yogi in the park again! Oh, it was so good!
He looks like Yoda, though.
Yoda, Yogi, what's the difference?
So you must be proud of
Coney
pitching the perfect game yesterday.
Perfect game! He's the best pitcher in baseball!
He sure is. And you had Don Larson there?
Don Larson! What a man!
Let's not forget his perfect game from 1956.
And did you see the picture of me in the paper with Daryl? He's the best crackhead in baseball. We're going to give him another crack at it.
Yeah, in August, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
If we could keep him away from the horse. He loves those horses. One crack or another, he's trying to get his nose in it.
So, let's not forget about Mattingly back in the stadium yesterday.
Mattingly, oh, he's such a good player. Brian, the Yankees, was the best.
We got Corky Steinbrenner in the stadium.
I used to be so strong in the 70s. I never shed a tear. Remember me yelling at Reggie all the time?
Sure do.
Reggie, I miss you, sir. Look at me now, I'm a blubbering fool. I used to be able to fire people left and right. I didn't care.
Do you remember what you said in the locker room after you guys won the World Series last year?
I don't know, I was crying. I said, the Yankees are the best team in baseball. Oh, where's Dave Winfield? I love him.
Sure you do. All right, Corky.
The Bronx Bombers are the best team in baseball. I'm the boss. I can't believe how lucky I can pick you.
Do you have any thoughts on a huge Yankee fan that passed this weekend, JFK Jr.?
JFK Jr.! Why did he have to fly? Why? He went just like Thurman did! And Randy Rhodes! Randy. My favorite guitar plays! Why? We
leave the flying to professionals. You don't see me flying, do you? Duke forgets Stevie Ray in the helicopter. And Jim Croce. Leonard Skinner.
Don't forget,
why?
Don't forget Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly. Hey, Giuliani, I need a new stadium, please. Can I have a new stadium, please, Mayor? I need a Kleenex.
All right, Corky. Well, Corky, thanks for stopping by the show tonight.
I used to be so strong. What happened to me? I look like a woman. Thanks for letting me on your show, guys. You are by far the two biggest assholes in radio.
Corky Steinbrenner, everyone.
I like that.
This is Debauchery Mania.
I like that. I like that.
I'll do this one for all the animal lovers since they like gerbils so much.
Uh-oh.
It's a sing-along, too, so everybody feel free to join in.
Well, what about some bulls?
When the game of life makes you feel like quitting, it helps a lot if you kill a kitten. Mark my words, 'cause from where I'm sitting, you can't go wrong if you kill a kitten.
Look at those bones.
There's no crime that you'll be committing. I know the law. You can, everybody, kill a kitten. And if you need yarn for that scarf you're knitting, you'll get plenty when you kill a kitten. Feed it turpentine or break its spine, crush you with your shoe, as long as you kill a kitten. Kill a kitten. Listen up. If the one you love isn't quite as smitten, she'll like you better when you kill a kitten. And I'll quote the Bible, 'cause that's where it's written.
If he loveth Jesus, he must kill a kitten.
Throw him at a train, make him snort cocaine, drown him in a lake, bake a kitty cake, flush him down the can, hit him with your van, stick some TNT up his cup booty, do what you must do, as long as you kill a kitten. Kill a kitten. From the shed and kill a puppy dog instead. Kill a kitten, you got to kill a kitten, a little furry kitten, you got to kill a kitten, you got to kill a mother, you got to kill a son of a mother, kill a little, you got to kill him in a 867-5309.
765309. Steven Lynch, everyone. Now, more of the worst. Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7.
All right, it's, I'm upstairs now with the king.
All right, with the king?
Yep.
All right, he's in our lobby. We're going to try to figure out if he's worthy enough to come down and hang with us today, Anthony.
All right.
All right, here he is.
Hello.
Hey, king.
Hello. Hello there.
Hello.
How's it going?
King? King?
Yeah?
Is this the king?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you sound like the king. I hear that voice. Now we got your CD, Gravelands.
You like it?
Yeah, it's great. it's quite different. I guess the concept is you're the king, singing other people's songs that are dead.
Yeah.
And we played "Come As You Are" in Sweet Home Alabama on our show already.
Thank you.
Getting rave reviews by our listeners. And
they like it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. So why imitate the king?
Well, it's someone I have loved and admired since I was 7 years old.
Do you know why we have you on the phone?
No, why?
We're trying to decide if you're worthy or not to come down here and hang with us. And so far, you're not winning the battle.
Oh, right.
I'm serious. So okay. What else did you give us?
We did several acoustic songs.
Yeah? So you're going to...
And answer any questions that you want to have answered.
Well, there's not many questions we want to ask an Elvis impersonator.
Are you an Elvis impersonator? Do you dress up like Elvis and stuff?
Well, I wear a black leather costume.
Yeah.
Similar to the one that Elvis wore in a 60th TV special.
You sound very excited.
Well, I've been up from 4:30 this morning. I'm exhausted.
Yeah,
We had so many planes delayed on us in Chicago. And it's been a real long day.
We're setting up a special studio for you, King.
Right. So I'm worthy then.
Well, I don't know if you're worthy yet. I think you need some stacker, too. Well, here's our plan.
Right.
Here's our plan. We want you to do a couple, at least one song from your Graveland CD.
Yeah.
But we want you to perform it in the bathroom here at NEW. Can you do that?
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom, on the potty.
We're
setting up a microphone and everything.
Yeah, we'll have a mic in there
on
for
the
you.
On the potty?
And,
yeah. No.
Headphones and stuff. So, well, you don't have to take your pants down or anything. You just got to sit on the toilet.
No.
And play your song.
No, I don't want to do that.
Why not?
Because I think it's sick.
Why is that sick?
Because
I heard there's good acoustics in the bathroom.
Because Elvis Presley died in the bathroom.
Well, yeah, that's the reason we want to do it.
Yeah, that'll give it more of a...
The ultimate tribute to the king himself. What do you say? We'll negotiate this point. We'll plug...
They want me to sing from the bathroom.
We'll plug your CD. We'll allow you to play a couple songs.
Elvis died in the bathroom.
It's like the king on his throne.
I'm just saying, they wanted to talk to me on the phone first to see was I maybe worthy enough to turn into the studio.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think?
I'm worthy enough to go to the studio, no problem, but I don't want to sing from the bathroom.
Why not? That'll be neat.
We have
a mic in there and everything.
I'm not going to sit on the toilet and sing.
On the toilet and sing?
No.
See, now, it doesn't sound like you have much of a sense of humor about you. Are you a funny guy, a fun guy, or are you very serious? You're a pretty serious dude.
I would say, yeah. I mean, having 5 children...
Dude, it's a
goof. And the mortgage is pretty serious.
It's a goof CD, so we're going to goof around with you. What can I tell you?
It's a goof CD?
A goof. Goof. Not good.
Goof.
It's kind of goofy.
Goofy?
What do you think?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of... Don't you think it's a little weird? I would think you would have this tremendous sense of humor.
It's a fun, warm-hearted CD.
It was okay. I mean, I thought the music was good. I thought the impersonation needed a little work, but...
Well, that's your opinion. You're entitled to it.
So what do you say, King? We got the studio set up?
No.
It's a great room acoustically.
No. I don't want to sing from the bathroom, sitting on a toilet.
Is that just because you would never sing from a bathroom?
It's out of respect for Elvis Presley.
Out of respect for Elvis? I think Elvis would be into something like this.
No.
Come on, we wanted you to, you know, be naked in there. We'll take that away, so you just have to sit on the toilet.
No, I don't want to sit on the toilet.
Why not?
I just explained why.
What if the lid was down? Yeah, the lid will be down.
I don't care if the lid's down or up.
You don't have to, like...
The cubicle door is open or closed or whatever.
You don't have to take a dump when you hit the high notes or something, you know? We're just looking for you to sit on the ball. We'll have a mic in there, headphones.
So that's how Elvis Presley died, is it?
I guess that's what they say. That's what they say, but I don't think it was during his performance of a song.
Come on, you're an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah.
You do other people's dead songs.
Yeah.
So you should have a sense of humor and do this. And then we'll plug the CD and everything.
Yeah, but it's not the derogatory humor. It's
Hey, King, you're making money off other dead artists' work.
Right.
I'm making money. I haven't made any money.
You know, you sing a...
I haven't made any money. How do you know what money I have made?
You sing a Nirvana song, a Leonard Skinner song, a AC/DC song, Jimi Hendrix.
Excuse me, you are making money off other dead people's work by playing the records on your radio station.
Yeah, and we'll spin records from the bathroom, too.
James Cameron made the film Titanic, so you want to start accusing him of making money
We hit a soft spot, I believe.
We're not accusing you of anything. All we're saying
is... saying if you're going to sing other people's songs that are dead, that you should have a sense of humor to perform them on the toilet.
As Elvis.
No.
As Elvis.
No.
Elvis died on the toilet. Get it?
No.
Are you, like, in love with Elvis?
I've explained that I don't want to...
No, are you, like...
...on the toilet and sing... Out of respect for the memory of Elvis Presley.
Are you in love with Elvis? Is that it? Like you have this love for him?
Yeah, fraternal love. Anything wrong with that?
Paternal love?
Anything wrong with the fraternal love?
Or have you found a way to make money off his name?
What?
Just asking.
Elvis seemed to have had a sense of humor.
Yeah, he had a wonderful sense of humor. Sense of humor.
Yeah, and that's kind of a weird sense of humor thing to perform one of the songs sitting on the toilet.
No.
No?
So what do you say, King?
I've already told you about 20 times.
I thought we could talk you into it.
What?
I thought we could talk you into it.
No.
I guess you didn't really know much about our show then, huh?
No.
We have every artist that ever comes into Opie and Anthony's studio performs from the bathroom.
That's right.
No.
And it's just a coincidence that Elvis died on the toilet. We didn't even take that into consideration, but...
No.
It is kind of the way it's set up.
Well, all right, so your final answer is no?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess we could play your CD from here, then.
Well, it's up to you.
All right, would you like to hear me?
But I would like to go into the studio where you are and perform the songs.
Well, no, the deal is...
do that.
The deal is you perform from the bathroom or that's
no.
it. All right, well, then I'll play your CD here in the studio.
Why can't you let me go into the studio and perform the songs live?
Because it's much more fun if you do it in the bathroom.
Yeah.
No.
No? You sound intense, man.
What?
You sound like you're going to cry or something. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You sound intense.
All right.
Do you ever lighten up or loosen up or laugh or something?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not now.
Don't have a sense of humor, huh?
It doesn't sound like...
All right. Well, would you like to listen as I play your CD here in the studio?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
All right. All right, King. There's pieces of CD all over the studio.
Well, you think you're the one who has to clean it up?
Yeah, that's all right, though. It was worth it. All right, man. Have a great weekend.
I will.
All right.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. I don't think that step was necessary, Opie.
What?
I understand he wasn't going to sing from the bathroom, but now Rick's got to go deal with this.
Why is everyone leaving me?
I don't know. I think you were a little harsh.
Nah, he was being rude to us too, man. All right, we got to take a break.
I thought he was going to sing from the bathroom. I swear to God, I thought we were going to get him to sing from the bathroom.
Well, that would have been fun, right?
Yeah.
What was the big deal?
He seemed to not want to do it because of Elvis. Elvis died on the toilet.
All right.
So out of his love for Elvis.
What happened? I thought we were just having fun.
Dudes with tunes.
Well, I think every time we open our mouths, we're pissing someone off.
Sophie and Anthony.
We're out of control. We're so happy.
All right, knock it off. 1027. Now, more of the work. Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 027. The talk you can't ignore.
Good afternoon, library.
Hi, I was wondering if you could help me.
We'll try.
Okay, my son came home with a list of books that he needs to read for his fourth grade class.
Okay. Why don't I switch you to the children's and she can see if she can help you with one you might need.
Ah, thanks a lot.
Sure, hold on, please.
Children's Department, Karen speaking.
Hi, Karen. I need to come into the library and pick up a few books for my son.
Okay.
He came home with a reading list from his fourth grade class.
Uh-huh.
Do you have Harry Beaver Goes to the Beach?
Harry Beaver Goes to the Beach. Doesn't sound familiar. Doesn't mean we don't have it.
Is there any way you can look that up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have others that you're looking for, or is this...
Yeah, I guess there's a whole Harry Beaver collection.
Okay. Now, he doesn't sound familiar, but that's not 100% certain.
I guess he's a new author out of Seattle.
Okay.
Writes children's books.
Okay.
It's Harry Beaver Goes to the Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Beaver on the Dike.
The Dike. Okay.
Harry Beaver Gets Wood.
Gets Wood.
And finally, Harry Beaver and the One-Eyed Wonder Worm.
Okay. Why don't you hold on just a second, and I'll check the computer to see if we've got any of these, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Harry Beaver Collection. Gotta come back.
Thank you for waiting. I checked our computer here, and we don't own any of them, and I also wanted to see if anybody in the region has it, has any of them, and it doesn't. Nobody's coming up with any of the Harry Beaver books, and I also looked in our children's books in print for 1997, and I didn't come up with any Harry Beaver in there either.
That's awfully strange.
If it's really new, it may just be that nobody has it yet.
So no one has Harry Beaver yet?
No. It doesn't look that way.
Harry Beaver doesn't come up on the computer.
No.
All right. Do you have any of the Bobby series?
Bobby. Now, I'm not familiar with Bobby either.
Oh, there's one book on this list. It's Bobby Goes... Let me read his writing. Bobby Goes Muff Diving?
Hmm. Do you have an author for these at all?
An author? Yeah, let me see here. Anita Bushlicker. Don't even try to figure it out. Just go along with it.
All right, it is the worst of the Opie and Anthony show. What's happening, man? This is Rick, the producer of the show, sitting in for the guys. They'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, it's a worst of for today. Quick couple tunes. We'll do a bit in between both these songs and be back with more of the worst of Opie and Anthony. FM Talk 1027 WNEW. Allison Chan.
Today, you're stuck with the worst of Opie and Anthony.
On FM Talk at 1027.
Hi, boys and girls, and welcome to another edition of Stoner Spelling Bee. Today's contestant is Old Dirty. Old Dirty, your word is inebriated.
Inebriated.
Yeah, let's hear this one.
E-N-U-B-R-I-T-E-T. Am I good?
Inebriated.
R-A-T-E-D, yeah.
Inebriated.
Inebriated.
Yeah.
E-N-B-R-E-A-T-E-D. Yeah, that was right, yeah.
Okay, Old Dirty, since you're from the hood, use inebriated in a sentence and then try and spell it.
All right, use inebriated in a sentence.
All right.
Every time I go to the studio, I get inebriated.
Okay, now spell.
E-N-U. Inebriated. Yeah, man. I got it.
Inebriated.
That's it, man. I don't know it, man. Anyway, I know what it feels like. I don't know what it's how to spell it, and that's my word.
Inebriated. It's
I-N-E-B-R-I-A-T-E-D.
So easy.
It doesn't sound like inebriated when you spell it.
See you next time, and thanks for playing.
Opie and Anthony, 1027. You deserve the best, but that'd be a lot of work. Here's the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 1027.
Anthony, the Post has a great story on your favorite TV host.
Who would that be?
Star Jones from The View.
Ah, yes. I love Star. She's a diva, you know, Opie.
whether you think she is or not, she says it. Yeah. So I guess it's true.
Diva.
Anyway, the headline reads, cranky view of Star Jones bash.
Right?
This is unbelievable. Star Jones was nice enough to invite 60 friends to a barbecue at her summer place in the Hamptons, but not all her guests were so nice. One ingrate called up MSNBC to complain that guests weren't allowed in the house to use the bathroom, Anthony. Instead, they were relegated to rented portable toilets on the lawn.
She wouldn't let the guests in her house to use the toilet?
No, she didn't want guests using her bathroom.
Well, I got a reason for that, honey. See, my ass is so big, I got a custom-built toilet bowl. It's as big as a jacuzzi. And I was fearful they would fall in with their skinny, narrow asses. I'm a diva.
Oh, you're a diva, all right. Also, there were complaints from people that were at this party about the menu that Star Jones selected.
The menu? What could be wrong with the menu?
Star Jones provided hamburgers and hot dogs for a guest. Very nice for a barbecue, right?
Uh-huh.
But she reserved the lobster for herself, prepared by her personal chef, which she washed down with some champagne.
Washed down? You can just picture eating the shell and everything. Someone goes for the lobster. What a witch.
Oh, it gets better.
So she sits there.
She's
eating lobster and champagne.
Right, and she's giving her
guests. Everyone else has weenies.
Hamburgers and hot dogs.
Burgers and weenies.
Yeah. And she gets the champagne. I don't think she had champagne for everyone, Anthony.
No, probably. Just mix up some Kool-Aid for them ingrates. Get the grape Kool-Aid.
And then at one point, she told the chef to make sure that no one else got her lobster.
Oh,
that was for her and not the guest, said a spy.
That's for me. Diva. It's star stock. Get in the portable toilet. You mud people. I'm a diva. I use the bathroom in the house.
Star
stock? Yeah. Star stock.
Star stock.
I don't know no Limp Bizkit, but I got Buttered Biscuits and they're all mine. Keep your hands off them. I'm hungry. Why do I sound like River now? I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Not the band. I'm just eating Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah, it's Star Stock. Mmm. Pass the corn.
Take a hand off if it even got close to her lobster and champagne.
I'm a diva.
And who would want to use that toilet? Imagine going into Star's bathroom because you know the first image you would get is of her on that bowl.
With her big old ass.
Big ass. It's hard for me to line up. It's like aim. I gotta use one of them, one of those Norton bomb sights like they use on the bomber planes just to line up so I don't hit the seat.
There's a lot of ass over here. I'm a lawyer. Here we go. Let me line up. Here we go. Stay out the bathroom.
Star, I have to use the bathroom.
Use the tree out back. It's Star's bathroom. I'm a diva. Here's another one. Ooh, that was a whole claw from my lobster. That hurt coming out. Ooh, that's lobster tail. Look, it's hanging out. Look, I look like a lobster. Look at that. Star, I really need the bathroom. Use the pool. Oh. Woo! Damn, that's a tasty crustacean.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, this one's working out pretty good.
Stay out the bathroom. I'm in here. Oh, I'm a diva.
Fart equals funny, kids.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, can we get these illiterates off the air, please?
We suck.
If I wasn't on it, I wouldn't listen.
1027.
And speaking of Woodstock, we got on the line a guy that was at Woodstock. You're hearing the stories with the bonfires and stuff. And we've heard the stories of people getting hurt. Rumors have it that some people got killed at Woodstock. And, well, here's a guy. It's an exclusive for the Opie and Anthony show that was at Woodstock, and he got hurt. Sir, are you on the line?
Hello.
There he is. What's
Hello.
Going on?
I'm all sunburned.
You're sunburned?
Oh, and I hurt. My ass was kicked. Oh.
What do you mean your ass was kicked?
I was at Woodstock, and I was very injured.
Yeah?
Very injured.
Well, what happened to you?
Well, right when I got there, I wanted to be one of the mud people because it looked like so much fun in '94.
Yeah.
So I found some mud by the Port-a-Johns.
Uh-huh.
It was feces. I was covered in feces.
Didn't you know when you were spreading the stuff all over your body?
Well, I thought it smelled, but I figured it was that hippie chick next to me. But it was crap. Oh. And then I felt like I would be free and naked.
Yeah.
And so I took my pants off, and the girls laughed at me, because I went to the body painting, and I had my penis painted, but they thought it was a big joke. They painted a shrimp on it, so I had to walk around Woodstock with a shrimp dangling from me, and everyone laughed at me and beat me mercilessly.
And you had feces all over your body as well. Don't forget that. Feces. Yeah, okay.
So I was very injured. And that Joe C, the little fidget from Kid Rock.
Yeah, the little fidget from Kid Rock. What about him?
He headbutted me in my sack bag. And I got a rupture, so I'm suing that whole band.
You're suing Kid Rock. Well, they got a lot of money.
Oh. And then I was in the portable toilet doing business, and some roving group of hooligans tipped it over on me, on the door. And I couldn't get out. I was trapped for 12 hours. I had to breathe through a toilet paper tube.
Well, they were trying to
snorkel in a pool of urine and feces.
Well, they were trying to make more mud. What can I tell you?
That wasn't on my brochure. I got with my tickets that I'd be with urine and feces for 12 hours. Oh. And then I finally get out,
mm-hmm.
and I went to see Metallica.
Yeah.
And I put a nude girl up on my shoulders, and I got cramps on the back of my neck. Oh, and then I tried to get her off, and she was stuck there. So I have a big hickey now on the back of my neck.
Are the crabs biting you as we speak? Or?
Oh, I itch. I have to shave my head, and now they've migrated south. So I have full-fledged crabs.
So you got a painted penis.
Oh, like a shrimp.
Like a shrimp. You got feces all over your body, and you got crabs that you had to remove most of your hair at
crabs.
This point. Right, okay.
Oh, and she was stuck on my neck like a sucker fish. You ever see those?
Yes, I
on
have.
In your aquarium?
Yes, I have.
Oh, try removing that.
Hey, did you get hit by any of the tampons that were flying during the Red Hot Chili Peppers set?
Oh, Anthony Kiedis yell to the women.
Yeah.
If you're on your period, throw your tampons on stage.
Yes.
Oh, I picked the wrong time to turn around and yawn. Because I was turning toward the crowd to yawn.
Because you were tired.
Oh, and I think it was Fat Dottie that threw it. Then someone set me on fire.
They set you on fire?
Yes. More roving bands of hooligans with their candles. And my glasses were on fire and my shoes.
Well, the candles were for a good thing.
What the hell were they for? Burning place down is what they were for.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, so now I'm burnt, yeah, covered in feces with the crabs. And I got tampon in my mouth. The taste that even Listerine doesn't make.
Ah!
I hope they didn't dump out of that.
Who knows?
Oh,
you never know when they're dumping out of our show these days.
That old gag.
That old gag, right.
Okay, then.
Well, it sounds like you had a successful Woodstock experience.
Oh, I'll remember it forever.
All right, very good.
Oh.
Well, thank you, sir, for calling us. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. There he goes. One of the many people that got injured at Woodstock.
You guys in conflict. Piss me off, okay?
All right, Baz trying to defend his manhood once again today after receiving a picture of Spaz in a bra. Spaz having a real tough time explaining this one.
With all the evidence that has accumulated over the months that you have been here at NEW on the Opie and Anthony show.
What evidence?
We've run through it a million times.
Two girls in the closet, didn't complete on either one.
That dirty dance you do.
The
girls that don't call you back. Your lack of knowledge of women's anatomy. I can't even go on. And that's right off the top of my head.
And now a picture of you in a bra.
Now, yeah, a picture of you in a bra turns up where you're not fighting. Your arms are up in the air. You look like you're like, I'm free and gay. I got my bra.
I am not gay, and I plan to prove that. It looks like you're trying to raise the roof to a Ricky Martin song while you have a bra.
Come on.
I mean... Remember that I was forced into that situation. I did not do that voluntarily. I had alcohol in my system. They forced it on me. Please understand.
Why are you
taking his shirt off? Look, Spaz is wearing a bra. Why do we have a picture of you wearing a bra?
I can explain this.
This is the same guy that found it fun to see me squirm.
Yeah.
Now, this that wasn't months ago or weeks ago. This was last night.
Remember, I was forced into that situation. I did not do that voluntarily. I had alcohol in my system. They forced it on me.
Please understand.
I am not gay, and I plan to prove that.
Why I don't get chicks, man.
Come on. I don't wear bras.
Just putting all the evidence together. That's all. Just another piece of the puzzle.
We have evidence now of you wearing bras.
Just another piece of the puzzle.
Girls can't get Spaz off in the closet. Now we got pictures of him wearing bras. You figure it out.
I won a bra last night, and they forced it on me. I was struggling.
I don't know. All of a sudden, I won a raffle, so I'm on my knees, and like, you know, this guy and his stuff, but I'm not gay, but I couldn't fight him off. You know, I couldn't fight him off. He's big and strong.
Yeah, I would have fought any person trying to do that to me.
So okay. I'm in front of the glory hall, right?
Right.
But like, it was my turn because I won the chance to be there. And I couldn't leave. It's like a bunch of guys were holding the door shut.
Excuse me, but I don't want to toot my own horn, all right?
Because you know he's an actor, right?
Well, yeah, he does these theater things. Every so often he comes in and tells us he's got to leave early for rehearsal and stuff like that, sure.
What the next play Spaz is in is unique? Why would that be?
What is this play?
Oh, I don't know the name of this, but he plays a gay guy.
Spaz!
Yes?
You're playing a gay guy in the play you're in?
All this, like, I'm not sure if I'm gay or hetero in the play. This guy comes on to me. They said you're going to do it tastefully.
Tastefully?
Yeah, you're going to taste something else.
You're going to taste ass.
Dude, that's real life, man.
What? It's not.
Dude, this isn't a play.
It's an act, but
There's no theater, no theater group, no actors, no nothing.
Look at the evidence piling up against that.
Thank you.
So now you're kissing men. I'm not gonna kiss him.
Where is the line? Where is the line drawn?
I'm not gonna kiss him.
OJ looks innocent right now.
I know, right?
I'm innocent, I tell you.
Come on.
Boing. Boing. Producer Rick. Boing. Bad. Yay. The Opie and Anthony Show. 102.7.
All righty, what's happening, man? This is Rick, producer of the Opie and Anthony Show, sitting in with you guys on today's worst of the last Whip 'em Out Wednesday of the millennium. Man, where did it all go? Doing the worst of today. We're doing it tomorrow. We're doing it Friday, New Year's Eve. As we get ready for the guys' return Monday, January the 3rd, they will be back next Monday, ready to rock after a nice vacation. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the worst ofs. Again, if you've got any suggestions for the show, 212-757-1027. Instant feedback is working. Make sure you send your requests for bits. We got a lot of great requests yesterday. I'm trying to dig some of these out. So be patient. I'll try and get as many as I can in. Or you can fax them to us, 212-957-9639. Since it is Whip 'em Out Wednesday, why don't we hit on some WOW stuff, including the WOW song coming up. All righty. Jill, it's the worst of the Opie and Anthony Show.
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7.
Alex, what's up?
What's going on?
Hey, Alex. Oh, it's a girl. Cool.
How you doing?
Good.
Listen, my mother and I were driving the other day, and they had a big WOW sign, Opie and Anthony, and I'm, like, laughing because, you know, I like to WOW. And she's like, oh, that's WOW, isn't it? Like, they whip them out on Wednesday. I said, yeah, Mom. My mom's, like, in her 60s, and she goes, her girlfriend and her husband, she went down to, like, party lounge and got fake boobs. And she went, they went out on the Long Island Expressway, and she's flashing people. She's in her 70s.
Oh, my God.
Oh, rub them off on the road surface hanging out the window. Definitely a hazard. That damn Viagra's to blame.
Like a dog.
Oh, like a beagle, like ears flapping in the breeze.
Hey, whip him out, Sonny. Look at you.
Oh, like a beagle. Bloodhound.
Whip him out.
Take him out from behind your ears, Grandma, so you get a look. Your blue hair is blocking the view.
Two flat tires.
Yeah, ouch. Yeah, I'm going to pull up to an Exxon and pump some air into those. Have Sparky pressure check that.
£32 per square.
Wow. That's been funny.
That's something. Well, we should be left to other people.
Yeah, we should leave.
70-year-old grandma.
I think we should leave on that. A nice up note.
Oh, yeah.
A nice little laugh there. All right.
Okay.
It's just going to go downhill from there.
Too late.
Show your military guys.
ready for Ooh! Yeah, whip them out, the Wild Stag! With Opie and Anthony!
N-E-W.
It is Opie and Anthony. Hello, how are you guys? Hey. Thanks for joining us. Last day before vacation!
Yeah! Yeah!
Who are you kidding? We've been on vacation for the last 2 months.
Hell yeah.
Well, it's FM Talk 102.7 for now. Talk you can't ignore.
Uh-huh.
For now. 212-757-1027 is our phone number. Fax line 212-957-9639.
Well, we're only going to be here for a few hours, aren't we?
Yeah, we're basically on vacation. I mean, who are we kidding?
Yeah.
We're not going to lie to you. We didn't even try to put on a show today.
No.
But I guarantee we'll have another good one.
We'll have some fun, I think.
As happens around the Opie and Anthony show. But the day before you go on vacation,
yeah,
it just doesn't matter. The boss could yell at you. I don't care.
Vacation.
Could get a bad phone call. I don't care. Something goes wrong at work. Who cares?
On vacation.
On vacation.
Doesn't matter.
You know?
Absolutely.
We were just too paranoid to take yesterday and today off. Everyone else did.
Yeah.
I think we're the only live radio hosts in all of New York. Everyone else took their little
taped
2 week vacation. And we were too paranoid to do that.
Nah, we're like, eh.
We don't feel loved enough to do that. We're like, oh, yeah, we take Monday and Tuesday off. Everyone's going to forget about us.
Yeah, but we get a phone call.
Right.
Guys, look, it's going really well without you. Why don't you just take some more time off? That's good. We got the Slappy and Wappy show replacing you.
Yeah, that's true. What else are we going to do? We like just coming in here anyway.
Well, the fact is our lives aren't that interesting when we're not here, so
yeah.
This is our lives.
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? Like, yeah, you know, go to the Hammerstein and check out Fatboy Slim with young 20-year-old chicks?
Look what I'm banging, Robin. This is fantastic.
What a great story in the paper. Where is that?
Yeah, that is a killer, killer story,
are
man.
Are we allowed to talk about Howard, or is the company going to get pissed at us and say we're not team players?
The company will get pissed at us and say we're not team players, but it's a news story, man.
And goddamn, it's a good news story.
Howard's in the news. Look at you, honey. Let me see those cans.
This is hilarious.
That's right, Robin.
Suddenly single Howard Stern seems to be jumping back in the saddle with both cheeks.
That's right, Robin.
Stern, who was legally separated from wife Allison last month, showed up at the Hammerstein Ballroom Friday with his eldest daughters to check out the DJ stylings of Fatboy Slim. The shock jock was just sort of moving to the music in a private balcony box while his kids...
Look at me boogie, Robin.
While his kids raid full on. But after about an hour, Stern put his girls in a cab and returned to party in earnest.
Get home, I got a bang.
The king of all media quickly called two women on his cell phone, had their names added, to a guest list, and danced with both at the same time. Stern soon focused his full attention on one of the lucky ladies, a 20-something.
Yeah, Howard. I'm finally respecting the guy.
God damn. A 20-something with shoulder-length brown hair and a booming body while the other girl mingled with the VIP crowd. Our spies, say Stern was bumping and grinding with the mystery cutie until her friend resurfaced at about 12:30 a.m. The three then left together.
That's right, Robin.
Not long after that, two other revelers had to be tossed from the private box for engaging in a sex act.
I took two chicks home with me, Baba and Bowie.
God bless him, man.
Look at him.
It's about time he breaks out and has some fun, right?
Now he's out. Like that wasn't that just something that he always just said he never did?
Yeah.
Like went out?
Yeah.
Now what did he do? He took these two chicks one to his
we don't know where.
Swank apartment? Did he do that?
We have no idea, Anthony. We could just assume or...
I guess.
Or imagine, but... No, the funny thing is,
yeah.
Stern in town here lives in the same building as Regis.
Yeah. Some luxury high-rise there.
Howard, keep it down, for God's sake! He's banging all night, Gilman! I can't get any sleep! I gotta do Who Wants to Be a Millionaire! And Howard Stern is banging next door. Howard, for the love of God, it's 4 a.m. Gilman, shut him up. I can't believe he's banging so long. Howard, where'd you find these whores? They're all nighters. know it. I gotta sleep. I gotta put up with Kathy Lee, and you're banging. Shut up over there.
Two broads. Two broads, yes.
Is that Kathy Lee in there? Colin, who are you banging?
My God. That's something. He's getting something.
Well, God bless him. Where's Joy? I hope Joy didn't go next door to borrow a cup of sugar. Howard, you're not banging my wife, Joy. What's going on in there? Gelman, they're banging. Gelman, what are you doing here? You fag.
Hey, Scott, what's going on?
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, man.
I was there. I saw him for a few, but in the beginning, he looked a little, like, afraid of everybody.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah?
I think he must think he's something bigger than he is in his head or something. I don't know.
I don't like going out in public, Robin. You know how that is.
But I saw a couple girls. Every girl was talking to him. Anyone could have wrote like a million chicks for dance.
Well, of course, every girl wants to be the first broad to bang Howard. You know, since his separation.
The funny part is when guys are there with the girlfriend and they find an excuse to slip away to go talk to Howard. And it's like nine guys alone,
you know,
with their girlfriend.
I invented dancing. You know, I started moving my feet. All of a sudden, everyone started moving and calling a dancing, Robin.
Well,
can you believe it? Ripping me off.
Well, what do people do before dancing, though?
Just stood there.
Just stood there.
Yeah, music played, and they just stood there. I invented dancing. Shut up, Jackie.
I'm dancing, you too.
Hey, Sal, what's up?
I was at that Fat Boy Slim concert.
Yeah, how was Fat Boy Slim, first of all, because I missed the show.
He was great, man.
He ripped me off, you know, that guy.
Fat Boy Slim ripped you off, Howard?
That's right.
Why?
I was doing the DJ thing.
Yeah.
And he ripped me off.
He ripped you off.
Absolutely. I invented Fat Boy.
Is it true?
I got a Fat Boy in my pants. Right, Robin?
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7. The talk you can't ignore.
Bob Seger. Good song, but it brings back some nightmares from past weddings.
When that one comes on at a wedding,
yeah,
you can't even get up to go to the bathroom.
No.
Because if you walk near the dance floor, the drunken aunt grabs you. Come on! Get like that horse!
You look like a jerk in the video.
And it's always the older aunt that still thinks she's really hip and cool.
She
wants to show everyone that she's hip and cool, so she dances to Bob Seger because she thinks that's, you know, today's music.
I like the new music.
Right. How about this one?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The chicken dance!
I am going to strap myself to the seat at every wedding I go to. Because no matter what you... I got to sit there and beg while my arm is getting pulled up. My chair is getting dragged. They don't understand. I don't dance. I wind up like cursing at relatives.
Yeah.
Wait for me.
Right.
I'm not going to dance.
It makes your aunts go crazy, though. You could be at the table with your friends and stuff talking about, you know, what has gone on into your life. Yeah, mm-hmm. Man, I got this really cool job at NEW now and stuff. Yeah, it's working out really cool. You know, most of the listeners hate us, but, you know, every day we're getting some new listeners. You know, and I think we could make a go at it. All of a sudden, in the background,
oh my God, Anthony, come on, this is my favorite song. Let's dance.
Next thing you know, your normal conversation is wrecked.
You're dancing, or you don't even want to dance. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I want to do the kick line to New York, New York, with a bunch of my drunken friends again. Can't I just rent the video from 10 weddings ago and play it back? Can you just dub that part in from Aunt Whatever's wedding?
Come on, Anthony, why aren't you doing the conga line?
Oh, yeah. Come on, yeah, let's all do the conga line. Oh, let's walk around the tables and pick a get away from me.
Let's get really wacky and walk the conga line into the kitchen.
Oh, that's zany. Wow, look at Grandma. She's 104 and she's on the conga line. Look how cute. Doesn't she look beautiful? Look, you look beautiful. No, you know what she looks? She looks old. It looks like an old lady in a prom dress. It's the only place you see that is at a wedding. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. Grandma doesn't look beautiful in the dress. She looks old in the dress. Back in the kitchen, back in the house coat. Where we know how Grandma's supposed to look.
Oh,
that. I'm not doing the chicken dance. I'm not doing the conga line. I'm not doing New York, New York. I'm sitting here, get me another Bacardi and Coke, and leave me alone. Okay? Thank you.
Know what I get at every wedding from my relatives? Hey, Hope, you're a DJ. Why don't you get up there and show them how it's done?
Hey, that's funny. Hey, coincidentally enough, why don't you get in the back and flip some burgers? Why do you think I haven't called you in 5 years? Because you're an a-hole. You still are. No one noticed you went to the bathroom 20 times, and you must have eaten a powdered donut. Right? There can't possibly be cocaine around your nose. Yeah, it's 1998. You're still asking me if I want to do a toot. Get away from me. Want to do a toot? So what are you? What are you, 15? Get out of here. You realize that stuff will kill you? What a dope.
Most weddings, I'd look around the room and I'd go, you know, if I wasn't related to these people, I don't think I'd ever hang out with them.
Oh, the ants, they're fighting over who gets the centerpiece. Oh, yeah, that's a great addition to any house. That's what I need. Flowers in a gaudy pot with candy in it. Oh, I need that.
Okay. Anthony Show.
I have no clue what anybody's saying, but it's the funniest damn show.
More stupidity on the way.
1027.
Everything Robin said. And you know, I gotta admit, back when he first came out, what was it, mid-late 70s?
Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy.
When he was on Happy Days and he fought Fonzie.
Oh, boy, what an episode that was.
That was great, where Fonzie couldn't move because Mork froze him or something.
But Fonzie's powers came back.
Right.
Oh, ridiculous.
Didn't his, like, pinky start moving at first when they were in the middle of the fight?
He froze him. But right. Then, yeah, his pinky started moving again.
But the power of A.
The power of A.
He came back to life.
What? Yeah, his thumb.
His
thumb came up. Yeah. His A thumb. What an a-hole. God, I can't watch. But maybe the first season of Happy Days, when it wasn't filmed in front of an audience, you didn't have the when everybody walked in,
when there was Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck was still there
when he just disappeared, and then no one asked any questions.
Yeah. There was no Chachis. No, this one. No, it was just the guys, and they would do things that was 50s oriented.
Yeah.
After a while, it's like, what's Leather Tuscadero and the Suedes dancing? What is that? They all had the dry look from Gillette,
right.
The 70s dudes.
And then,
it's the 50s.
And then all of a sudden, you get to see Jenny Piccolo, and you realize that she's a pig.
A pig. Jenny
all
Piccolo.
Those years, I was dreaming, thinking Jenny Piccolo is Joni's really hot lesbian friend. And then she finally shows up. And it's like, ah!
Ridiculous. The Fonz with his thumb.
But we were talking about Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's when Robin Williams was funny, is what you're saying.
That's when I got roped in, too. You'd see him do a stand-up act, maybe, or see him on talk shows, and he's going off on every little prop. He picks something up.
Hey, look, it's a doorknob, and you turn it into a...
And everyone's Robin, you see him with the doorknob, Pete? And I'm laughing, and then finally I went, the hell am I laughing at? He's not saying anything.
Yeah, next time you see Robin Williams on a talk show, really take a close listen to hear what he's saying.
Oh, it's nothing. He picks up a coffee cup.
Well, thank you. I'll drink this. I'm drinking coffee. And my son, he drinks too. He comes up to me and says,
Daddy, I got to come.
And it's so funny.
And the audience is rolling laughing. I want to smack him. He's not saying anything.
He's not saying anything funny.
I was in Manhattan the other day in New York, crossing the street. I walked across the street.
All right, and you cross the street.
Big sign, side of road. Walk, don't walk. What do I do? I don't know. Should I walk?
What
are you saying? What are you trying to say?
I'm a father now. My young son comes up to me and says,
Dada.
God, that's... Hey, my kid does that too, and that ain't funny, right?
Robin's improvising again. He's brilliant.
Oh, he's improvising. There he goes. He's off stream of consciousness.
Oh, look at me. Look, I'm standing. No, I'm sitting. I'm standing again.
But he has, wait a minute, what's he doing?
He gets on Letterman and he has to run all over the stage.
Let me run. I'm going to run. I'm going to go up to the back. Hey, look, Dave, I'm up here. Hey, I'm up here now. This is hysterical. Funny stuff.
Well, what are you doing? And I got roped in years ago. I would sit there in a room full of people laughing, going, oh, God, this guy is great. He's not saying anything. You know, Richard Pryor, you get the MRFers and stuff, and it was funny.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy, hysterical.
Right.
And then Robin.
Oh, look. You ever see a dirty window? You spray Windex and wipe it. It's clean again.
Yeah, that's washing windows. What? And everyone's laughing. He's talking about washing windows. Oh. And he still does the same thing. And people are in the audience, all there. They're laughing their asses off.
Right.
At Robin.
Oh, the other thing about Robin Williams, doesn't he do like the beard when he's doing the serious roles?
Yes, you will notice. Robin Williams in the serious role will always have a beard. And the comedy roles, he shaves.
That's what I do. So I up to work. I shave, and I'm funny. Look at me. Look, I'm shaving.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my back.
Look. I shave. Now, I have a beard. I'm a serious actor. Look at how I'm shaving! Oh.
So funny!
You making fun of it is pretty funny, though.
Not funny!
All right.
God's sake.
Where are we? Where are we in this mess of a radio show?
Pile up.
All right. Can you tell we're excited to be back from our long vacation?
We're on vacation, but then we came back. We were away. Now we're here again.
God, that Robin Williams killing me.
Opie.
What is it going to take for us to piss you off to the point where you're going to change the station? That's what I need to know.
Shove it. Anthony.
Boy, it sure is easy to be a fag on this show, isn't it?
That's going to be trouble. Opie and Anthony.
We've just received a PhD in stupidity.
1027. Today, you're stuck with the worst of Opie and Anthony. On FM Talk at 1027.
Are these people cannibals?
Now, Chelsea, why would you say that?
Because the chief said he'd give anything to eat me.
He sounds a lot like your father.
Your mother Hillary is very respected here. She has the one quality that is most coveted in our village.
What's that? Wisdom? Compassion?
No, a fat white ass.
Oh, well.
Your African name, Chelsea, is Kiala Abalafu.
That's beautiful. What does it mean?
Lanky pale girl with face of a wombat.
Oh. Hey, Mom, Big Bingo wants me to go into the forest with him. I think he's going to let me have one of his pets.
Why do you think that, Chelsea?
Because he said he's going to give me his 12-inch Ubangi black snake. Oh, it's beautiful out here, Mandingo. By the way, what does your name mean?
It means man with three legs.
But you only have two legs.
Oh, really?
Wow!
Chelsea, when we are through tonight, the whole village will call you Iwachalakanaya.
Me? What does it mean?
That means she who cannot sit for weeks.
Ooh!
Now grab your ankles, Chelsea, and I will demonstrate what your father does to your countrymen.
One must know evil before he can condemn it.
Opie.
One must see evil before he can denounce it.
Anthony.
This is disgusting and it's very, very cool.
FM.
Oh, Mandingo! It's so big! I need two hands to hold it!
That's it, Chelsea. Now wrap your lips around it.
Run like this?
Yes, that's it. Now blow, Chelsea, blow.
Nothing's coming out.
Oh, be patient, Chelsea, and blow harder. Bullseye.
Wow, thanks for showing me how to use your blowgun, Mandingo.
Anytime, Chelsea. We best go back to the village and find your mother.
I wonder where she is.
Maybe she's in this hut.
Oh,
idea.
You said you were going on a safari.
No, no, I said before the day ends, I want to be deep in the bush.
Well, you do what you want. I'm going to help Mandingo take care of a bad animal.
What are you talking about, Chelsea?
He wants me to spank his monkey.
Well, just be back in time for dinner.
Okay, well, what are we having?
I don't know about you, but I'll be having the African beaver.
Opie and Anthony, 1027.
All righty. What's happening, man? This is Rick, producer for the Opie and Anthony show. A lot of requests for that. Hillary and Chelsea on safari. Got a whole lot of bits. They keep coming in, and we keep taking your requests. So if you've got any good ideas, stuff that we haven't played yet, because we're trying to squeeze in as many different things as possible, 212-757-1027. Also getting some great ideas off the instant feedback, so keep those coming. In the meantime, we'll take a quick music break. All right? And remember, in between each and every tune, we will be doing Worst of Bits. Simple as that. Let's keep it going now. It's the Worst of Opie and Anthony with Judas Priest, FM Talk 1027 NEW.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
More stupidity on the way.
1027.
I am Darth Volga. Defy me and get a boot up your ass. Ah, Princess Leia, off my helmet. R2-D2, shut up, you overgrown butt-blood. I am Darth Volga. Luke, I am your father. Your mother was the worst I ever had. If she gave good help, you wouldn't even be here. When she dropped her pants, it looked like she had a Wookiee in a leg lock. Lando Calrissian, we meet again. Shouldn't you be sitting in the back of the ship, you f***? And you, Jabba the Hutt, you fat bastard. You can't even see your dick anymore, can you? I am Darth Vulgar. Yoda, make like a gerbil and crawl upon Solo's ass. You look like a scrotum with ears. My balls are as big as the Death Star. Obi-Wan, you little fuck. You can't even get it up anymore. Ha. I am Darth Vader, motherfucker of the universe.
It's beyond moronic. It's submoronic.
Oh, 1027. You deserve the best. But that'd be a lot of work. Here's the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 1027.
It's Opie and Anthony. 212-757-1027 is our phone number. Kick it! That's Cold Chamber, by the way.
Yeah.
Very cool band. That rocks. You know, I wanted to take a musical break here.
Yeah.
Just not digging the music we have picked out today. Grab something else. We just did a really bad job picking out the music today.
Grab something else then.
I thought some of this stuff would be cool today, and it's just,
play something off the new Barry Williams CD.
What is that?
Have you heard any of that?
No.
Oh, it's frightening.
Barry Williams, The Return of Johnny Bravo, Anthony.
Imagine what a bitch it is being this guy, Barry Williams. You were Greg Brady, and that's all you will ever be known as, no matter what you try to do. Like, he tried to get a singing career off the ground, and that petered out. And now he's trying again? Johnny's back. Johnny, the return of Johnny Bravo. So now he's even milking a character he played as Greg Brady.
Oof.
Adios, Johnny Bravo. Remember that episode?
Yes.
He left the family?
Yeah.
They just wanted to sign Johnny Bravo.
Well, because
Greg Brady.
Because the suit fit.
Right. And he told everybody, sorry, he's got to go solo.
Mm-hmm.
But then it ended. They were all cool and got the band back together, Opie, and sang It's a Sunshine Day.
You know, we turned down Barry Williams for our radio show. Maybe we should have him on so we could play the Joe Pesci game. Or we play tracks from the new CD and then ask him if he expects to sell any of these things. Still one of my favorite things we've done.
Johnny's back.
You want to hear some Barry Williams, Greg Brady, as Johnny Bravo, well, Anthony? Is that what you're saying?
Hold on to your hat.
Yeah!
Listen to this. Groovy.
Johnny's back.
Ready to rock your town and back. Johnny's back. Get ready to dance till the morning light. Oh. Joy jump every move. Now Johnny's in the ship or the room. Yeah. Curly hair and tight pants. Oh, Johnny's getting ready to dance. Johnny's back. Ready to dance and walk the feet. Johnny's back.
Yeah.
Get ready to dig this groovy beat. Many years have come and gone.
This is great. Long, this is a goof, right? I think he's serious.
Johnny's back.
Johnny's back.
Ready to rise his pound.
Run! All right, listen, I can't hear anymore than that one. Is there any other tracks on there worth trying out?
Happy Together. Oh, my God.
Happy Together?
Hey, Greg, it's 1999, almost 2000. He's on the cover of the CD wearing his Johnny Bravo vest.
With his triple chin. You know, it's just time to, like, fade into the real world, Barry.
I can see clearly now. Rain is gone.
Gone.
I can see all obstacles in my way.
Hey, Tom, what's up?
Are you trying to kill me?
Come on.
I'm dying here.
It's Johnny Bravo. Let's go.
Come on, man.
Oh, my God. You have me crying over here. Please stop it. End the madness.
This rules. I think this is going to be album of the year. Tell you the truth.
All right. Have a good day, Onan.
All right, man. Hey, our listeners loving this. Bill, what's going on?
Oh, my God. Turn this off or I slip my wrist, man.
Come on.
I hear this one smash, man. Come on. Rip it out and smash it. It's going to make you puke. Oh, God.
All right, Bill.
Please stop. Bye.
They're loving it, Anthony. It's very obvious here.
He covers a Huey Lewis song, Opie.
Oh, what track is that?
Let's see.
Hey, Luke, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
This is unbelievable, man. I'm loving this thing. You guys get so much props for playing this song. It's hysterical.
Don't you love it? Greg Brady.
I want this album.
The Return of Johnny Bravo.
Does the record company really truly believe that they're going to sell copies of this thing?
Man, I have a compilation that's called The World's Worst Records.
Yeah.
And, like, I picked it up just as a goof. It's like, I want to re-release my own version, man. This one's going to be the first song on it.
Well,
Johnny's back and ready to rock.
Yeah. Here's the Huey Lewis remake by Greg Brady as Johnny Bravo. Off his latest CD, everybody.
Talk it up.
Crank it up. This is going to be a hit.
Renegade.
Renegade.
I used to fool around.
Yeah, with Alice.
I couldn't take a punishment. Had to settle down. Now I'm playing a straight. And yes, I cut my hair.
You fell out.
Crazy, but I don't even care. Cause I can know what's going on. It's hip to be square.
Yeah. Mike, what's going on?
I'm gonna go off the damn road, man.
Why?
You gotta stop this.
This is top shelf stuff, man.
Yeah, where can I get it?
You obviously don't know music like Anthony and I.
I apparently don't.
All right, well, I'm pegging this as album of the year.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'll send you the copy for Christmas.
All right, thank you, Mike.
All right.
Used to be a renegade.
Yeah, that must have been the episode where he was caught smoking.
Johnny's back and ready to rock.
Hip to be square. There he is.
I would rather hear Corky sing.
You got any other tracks off of that, man?
Yeah. And what is this one again? I wasn't listening.
We are the champions.
We are the champions.
Ah, Queen.
Oh, this has got to be good.
A little tribute to Freddie Mercury.
Rich, real fast, what's going on?
Guys, I will do anything if you please don't play another song.
Come on.
Come on.
I just watched some guy in a car slit his girlfriend's throat and wrote "No More Johnny Bravo" with her blood on the passenger side window.
That was Greg Brady.
Come on, we're tracking through the new Johnny Bravo CD. I think it's very important for Anthony and I to be up on our music show.
Guys,
yeah.
You spin another tune, you'll be able to listen to me drive my car into this bridge.
Oh, really? Let's try that.
I'm not kidding.
Here it comes, Rich.
Thanks,
vocal
guys.
Stylings.
I've paid my dues. Time after time.
Yes.
I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes.
There he goes.
I've made a few.
Making a pretty good
wow. I've had my share.
Bring it home, Greg.
Ronnie, what's going on?
Yo, dude, yeah. You're killing me. You guys are killing me here. I've already sliced my wrist. Don't let me bleed out.
Come on, it's Johnny Bravo.
It's Johnny Bravo. Let's go.
Don't let me bleed out to Johnny Bravo. I'm going.
Johnny's back.
All right, thank you.
All
right.
It's a sunshine day. Everybody's smiling.
Should we try the Sunshine Medley before we move on here?
I think we played one of the songs. We got to get to the Sunshine Day.
Oh, it's Johnny Bravo doing a Beatles song, Anthony.
Desmond has a barrel in the marketplace.
Here comes Johnny.
Is this Johnny Bravo?
Oh, no, I think so. That's not him, though. Here he is. All right, so that's Johnny Bravo doing a Beatles song.
He sounds a lot like Corky.
No. This is Johnny Bravo. Anthony.
Oh, okay. I was getting a little confused.
Barry Williams. Yes. Here's Johnny Bravo doing Poison Ivy, Anthony.
Oh, he did that too?
Yeah, he did.
All right, let me hear that.
All right, from the new Johnny Bravo CD.
Yeah. Johnny's back. It almost sounds like that.
And I'm ready to rock. Johnny Bravo, everyone. Poison Ivy.
Oh, God, I can never get enough of that.
After listening to Johnny Bravo do Poison Ivy, I think it was a crack pipe they found in Greg's jacket.
Greg, have you been smoking crack? Mother and I are concerned.
All right, let me find another track from the Johnny Bravo CD, Anthony.
Hmm.
Wow, he does Mr. Tambourine Man, too?
Really?
You didn't see that on the Johnny Bravo CD when you were looking at it, Ant?
I just skimmed over it, I guess.
Okay, another one from the Johnny Bravo CD, Ant.
A little different musical stylings here.
Well, it's showing his range.
Yeah. Musical intro?
Sure. It'll kick in.
Builds the drama,
I guess,
of Johnny Bravo.
Oh, yeah.
A little groovy tambourine.
Huh.
I don't know, it's starting off a little slow.
Give him that 70s feel.
Oh.
Tambourine, man. Mr. Tambourine, man. Mr. Tambourine, man.
I guess he didn't feel like singing this one, Anthony.
Yeah, really? What's up with that?
Well,
doesn't he do, Oh, wait a minute. Here's some backing vocals.
I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to.
I'm going to.
In the jingle, jangle morning. I'll come following you.
Unless you're in a pool.
What the hell is that?
On your magic soil ship, my senses have been stripped. My senses have been stripped.
How was that? A little skip in the Johnny Bravo CD. Somehow I don't think this is Johnny Bravo either.
Too numb to step. Wait only for my pool kids to be wandering.
Wandering. Yes.
Be me aboard.
Oh my God.
I'm ready to go anywhere.
Except that pool. And if that my hair get wet and fall off.
Into my own parade. Cast your dance and spell my way. I promise to go under it.
Oh. All right, so you got me. That wasn't Johnny Bravo.
I think that's our own James Tiberius Kirk.
That's right. Little Shatner doing Mr. Tambourine Man.
Not sleepy in the place I'm going to. My booty is to be wandering.
And one last one from Johnny Bravo.
He's doing Bobby's part.
Can't you hear me calling your name? It's a sunshine day. Everybody's smiling. Sunshine day.
Who the hell is ever going to buy this damn freaking CD, man?
Wacky DJs?
We didn't buy it. It was sent to us.
I know.
Gino, you're next on FM Talk. What's going on?
You guys are killing me, man. It's like kryptonite. I don't even have the strength to go to the radio and shut it off. Listen, I got to hear Joe Pesci on the phone because I missed it. I need Joe Pesci after this.
All right. The time Joe Pesci called to promote his CD that was out last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was putting out a CD of... like Italian songs and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. From my cousin, there was like a My Cousin Vinny rap or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had him on the phone. A lot of people thought it was Anthony doing Pesci, but I swear to God, it was actually Pesci.
I know Joe Pesci from Arthur Avenue.
And we made fun of him. And once you file away the Johnny Bravo, because I'm sure there's hours of listening pleasure there.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Give it to me over here. All right. Johnny Bravo. Yeah, this is a good one.
I believe we could do at least two or three more hours of radio on Johnny Bravo.
I want to keep this because I think after playing it just once like that, the requests are just going to come flying in for
sure,
it.
Sure, sure.
You know, so I'll put it somewhere safe.
Yeah, put it right next to the Stephen Lynch CD, you know.
Oh, look. You ever see a Johnny Bravo CD come apart like that? A little Platoon reference.
I see that.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Joe Pesci from a year ago calling our show to promote a CD. Check it out. Is this Joe?
Yes, this is Joe.
Joe.
Is the, who am I talking to, Opie or Anthony?
Both of us.
What, do you guys talk from the same neck?
Pretty much there.
Connected like Siamese twins.
So, Mr. Pesci, I got your CD in front of me.
How do you like it? Looks great anyway.
It looks good.
I saw the commercials for it this morning. I'm laying in bed. I see commercials for this thing. I'm like, what the hell is this? What is Joe Pesci doing?
Well,
what's this all about?
Well, I just, you know, Tommy Mottola and I from Sony decided, we talked a long time ago about doing this. We thought it might be fun to hear a guy from the neighborhood sing all different type of songs, you know? So I did it as Cousin Vinny and did it with a Brooklyn accent so we could have some fun with it. And we did little parodies on some songs that people know, you know.
But you guys shake down some drug dealers for this cast to put this together?
I don't know.
Doing Mottola?
I don't know what to think of this, to be honest with you.
Well, you have to play it and listen to it. What do you mean you don't know?
All right, we could do that. What song do you suggest we play?
Well, I think your Cousin Vinny would be good.
Excuse Opie, Joe. He's not a, you know, paisan.
No.
Uh-oh.
He might not understand.
You'd be shoving me in the back of a car, I think.
Well, you can play Wise Guy, too, the rap thing, if you like it.
And we'd like to... Joe Pesci rapping?
That's it. I wrote a thing called Wise Guy.
Can you do a little rap for us on the phone?
No, I could. You don't know how hard that is. Those guys are really good. I didn't know how hard that was.
Yeah, a little white Italian guy can't rap like a black guy.
No, I did it as a white guy.
All right, wait, I got to hear Joe Pesci rapping. This is Wise Guy off Joe Pesci's new CD. Check it out.
It's a bitch that gets you. It's a bitch that gets you. It's a bitch that gets you. Hey, hey, beat out my ass, treat all my bras like trash. You'll catch a blast if you move too fast. I talk to class, you don't have to ask. Getting everything by flashing cash. Fighting and stealing, don't get what I feel. So I win in casinos before they start dealing. All about respect and intellect. Only mess with the women that pick up the check. Supermodels, one on each arm. One chick brunette, the other was blonde. I heard their fathers had thoughts and moms. So I f***ed them up and left them floating in a pond. Custom made clothes from head to toe.
So do you expect to sell any of these things?
What do you mean do I expect to sell them? You think I'm going to do? Pay for my house with them? I tile my bathroom because of those little plastic squares?
He's going to whack you, Opie.
Listen, you're going to like it. You'll have some fun with it.
Well, yeah. Can I use it, like, for a beer coaster, maybe?
I don't know. I think you should try to play it first.
Okay. He's getting mad. I'm trying to get you mad. I want to hear the Pesci that we all know and love. He's going to curse.
Do you have your bleeper in your hand?
Yeah, I do. Go for it.
No, I don't want to do that. Come on.
I'm the fastest bleeper in the world, actually.
Get the f*** out of here.
Hey, one. I hit it. I hit it in time.
I hope so.
Come on, challenge me.
No,
go ahead.
That's it.
Come on, I'll give you another plug for the CD.
No, that's it. You play it, that'll be enough of a plug. Hey, thanks. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Take it easy,
bye.
Joe.
Bye.
Hey, Ann, your mom did say I was hot. Oh, come on, Mom. Don't bang Opie. My mom, I'm yours.
I say lay back and enjoy it. It's a hell of a toboggan ride.
Opie and Anthony.
A couple of hero mothers.
1037.
Opie, you're a sick ass man.
Anthony,
you're not a jackass, you're obviously a stud.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
It makes me sick.
1027.
All righty, quick programming note. I forgot to mention a whole lot earlier. Yesterday I mentioned that we'd be doing when Andrew Dice Clay was in studio. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Okay, that's your warning. So if you want to make sure you check it out, if you caught maybe part of it, heard about it but never heard it, or anything, if you just want to check it out once again because it's so freaking hilarious. And I'm adding a section to it. I found another section from Dice versus Dice. So when the real Dice Man confronts Anthony coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, in the meantime, we got some other great stuff. It's the worst of the Opie and Anthony Show.
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 1027. The talk you can't ignore.
It's written from the perspective of a priest that I knew many years ago when I was going through some troubled times. I went to him for some advice and love advice. And
sure, he helped you.
He helped me out a great deal.
You're not a verse anymore.
Great.
Jesus. Oh, man.
close my eyes, but there he lies, spread eagled on the pew. And when I see him in that frock, my conscience goes awry. I'll give him some communion wine that's spiked with Spanish fly. Altar boy, is it gonna be heaven or hell? You can play my organ all night long if you promise never to tell. Hallowed be thy name. I could dress him up like the Pope and then I'd, oh dear God, the shame. No, no, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from sin. We could pretend that he was Jesus Christ and I was Mary Magdalene. Altar boy, altar boy, confess your sins to me. You will find the grace of God inside my rectory. Oh, altar boy, oh, altar boy, confess your sins to me. You will find the grace of God inside. Domine, Domine, adi voce mea, fiat alex tu en.
The Opie and Anthony Show has been removed from the airwaves.
Oh, that was... shouldn't have offended too many people, right?
I didn't swear.
Opie and Anthony. We punish ignorance.
Hey, ass, turn down your radio.
1027.
Alright, my girlfriend Nora?
Yes.
Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
Hi.
You're on the air there. Are you going to hang me out to dry?
No, but please, come on.
What? Do you agree with Anthony?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's just fix, you know, fix stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, first...
You're a stallion at home. What are you talking
Thank
about?
Thank you. Whoa, whoa. Thank you. Am I a Minuteman, Sam?
No.
Yeah, see, I'm not.
I think you're practicing that tantric sex. Same practices.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, I've got a stallion.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his name? Oh, wow.
Sam, you remember when we first started having sex, though, right?
Yeah.
After our first date?
Yeah. No.
Why is your brother ready to punch me?
Because.
Remember, though, it was a lot quicker.
Yes, but that was...
Well, that's the point I'm trying to make today. When you first start going out with someone new, that you know, it's hypersensitive and you don't last as long.
All right. Yeah, you got a point there.
I don't know what Ann was getting at all today.
I was getting at giving Chris, a caller, some advice.
Right.
That you learned during the years on how
true,
to...
That's true, yeah. As you get
all.
Older.
You know, it was two different pieces of advice given by Opie and I. And all of a sudden it turned into this whole thing.
I don't know.
Sam's the minute woman.
I am not. Tell Rick to close his ears, because I am not.
Well, what's wrong with being a minute woman if you were?
Because I'm not. That means you can't, you know.
What?
You can't hold out. You can't hold out.
No, you're really good.
Shut up.
Why?
Because I know he's listening as on top of everyone else who listens to your show.
What, your brother Rick, who's sitting a foot from me?
Yeah, yeah. Look, he's got his sleeves rolled up.
With the big arms.
Yeah, Rick, steroid boy, get over there, man. He's like standing over me, making sure I don't say anything bad to you.
All I was saying with the whole finishing up quickly so you could recover for the next time and then proving yourself thing is
It takes the oral factor out of the mix right after that. And that kind of... Yeah, because what guy's going to want to submerge if that's the case? So you got to work around that.
Yeah.
Sin?
Yeah.
I apologize. I haven't done that lately.
I cannot believe
apologize. Well.
Rick is right there.
You don't enjoy that? Oh.
No, I do. I don't know what I just haven't lately.
We don't
right,
need
sweets?
To discuss this.
What's wrong?
You don't need to discuss it.
What's the matter, Opie?
What?
I don't,
no, there's nothing wrong with that. Saying. I just don't know.
I just haven't.
Oh,
what's the matter?
She gave me a homer last Friday, though.
look at Rick. Oh, no. Oh, no, emergency. Oh, no. Get out of the way.
You crazy?
That's okay. It probably only lasted a minute for Ope, so.
San,
we can't discuss this.
Wait, well, you better discuss what he just said, because it was... Say it.
It was like 2 minutes.
No.
I'm not going to say what I want to say.
Oh, say
what,
it.
What do you want to say?
Me out to dry. Did I last a minute?
No, you live as longer.
A little longer?
Yeah, but I was almost getting, like, lockjaw.
Why did you almost get lockjaw? What's the problem, man?
Nothing.
Too big?
No.
Like, no, she says no real quick. Why did you almost get lockjaw?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, all right.
It's just a joke.
All right.
She was flossing her teeth.
Lockjaw. Sweets, I promise I'll, you know.
All right, we don't need to discuss that.
Well, I know you like it and stuff, so.
Out.
What? He's not getting that mad. He's turning red.
Well, I mean, I don't want him to get a visual.
Oh, you got to do that. What are you doing?
I have, right, San?
San?
Not lately, I know.
No, you're telling the listeners the Tuesday Night Hummer Club guys were asking you to reciprocate, and then,
what?
You know, you're not going below the covers there? What?
Not a, how long, sweets? A month?
A while.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, B. Come on, man.
What?
That's fair, because I don't always do that either.
Right.
So it works out.
San, how's my technique, though?
Which technique are we talking about?
My oral technique.
Why do you have to get back on that?
Because I'm really curious.
No, it's wonderful.
Oh, it is good?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm, like, you
not
know...
that convincing.
Like Sam Kinison said, it's not like I'm just painting a fence.
No, you're not painting a fence.
All right. Sam, thanks for clearing it up. I'm not a minute man.
No, you're a stallion.
I'm a stallion. My oral technique is pretty good.
Yes.
Oh,
his right.
Oral
no
technique is pretty good. Just ask any guy. Sam, it seemed like you finally are starting to enjoy the doggy a little bit.
Oh, man. Look, Rick's right here.
Well, it just seemed...
Yeah.
What?
Oh, Rick.
Because when he said that, instantly everyone gets a visual, including Rick. You don't need that.
See, now that's going too far.
That's
what? The reach around was a hit.
A hit.
We have a problem.
I'm dogging your sister. Get over it.
Oh, God.
What's the problem?
That is not right. That is just not right.
How could that possibly be a problem?
You can't put it like that, man.
No, dude, you can't do that.
Some tact.
We've been for 6 years. You could. It's about time you found out that I'm, you know, I'm doing her.
I don't think I need to hear about the
what?
Certain positions that you're into.
Well,
you got any videos, man?
Shut up, Chuck. Ass.
Oh, Chuck has made it into the studio. Hi, Chuck.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, man.
I just came back for a beer.
All right, I'll let you off the hook. There's a lot more I want to say, but I think I've said enough.
I don't know if you're letting me off the hook.
Like what?
Well, doggy.
Even he's doing it that way.
Use it or lose it.
Thank you, buddy. All right, Greg, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, Anthony, from one guinea to another, take over the show. Rick, take this boy backstage, smack him. How dare you?
What?
Smack the blonde out of this boy's head. You talk about this man's sister like that on the radio. Wait a minute, you're not even married? Rick, as one man to another from the gym, please smack that thigh out of his
pretty head. Pretty bad, huh?
I'm seething. Anthony,
yeah.
From one guinea to another,
yeah.
How dare you let this man talk like that about this gentleman's sister?
What?
Well, you know something? It's none of my business.
Get your hand on that button ready.
I've been going out with it for 6.5 years.
I don't give a god. I think
at this point, Rick can handle the fact that I'm dogging his sister.
When my brother-in-law is married 10 years to my sister, he talks like that, he ain't going home with feet.
I mean, Spaz was supposed to punch me yesterday. Now you want Rick to punch me? What?
Punch you? My friend, you're talking about this man's sister like she's some kind of pig. And Sandy, you're listening. Shame on you for calling. Shame on you.
Come on. Sandy knows that.
Anthony, you're Italian, you understand?
Yeah, I had a stand-up comic dogging my sister.
All right.
All right. Please.
All right.
Rick, smack them.
All right, thank you.
Go, Yankees.
All right.
You guys are the best and you're sucking. But, Rick, you swallow if you don't hit them.
All right.
Thanks, guys. I'll tell you again.
I can't let that be.
No.
He's going to get him.
He said I swallow if I don't hit him. I got to hit him.
You got to hit him?
Wait, if he said jump off the Brooklyn Bridge, would you?
No, because that's stupid.
Rick, you really do have reason to hit him.
You should hit him. No, he doesn't.
You should hit him.
Hit him. I have every good reason.
Hit him,
no,
man.
No, Spaz had every reason to hit me yesterday.
Rick, hit him.
You have no reason.
Dude,
you
I've got a great reason.
You know how I treat you.
You know how close they are as a family and stuff. They're very protective of each other. And you say you're dogging her, doggy style.
Rick, shut up. Shut up.
You know, the truth is, though, Rick, if he was married, it would be one thing.
Chuck, shut up. You see how big his arms are? Shut up.
Dude, you don't lift weights.
Shut up.
This is true.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Test run those arm muscles, man.
He's steroid boy. Shut up.
God bless you, steroid boy. I'm telling you.
I am not steroid boy, for Christ's sake.
The steroids mess with the brain.
Yeah, okay.
You can have man boobs.
You got man breasts.
Sorry I don't spend 8 hours a day at the gym.
Go get yourself a bro. A man's ear.
What?
A bra? It's called a bro.
It's a Seinfeld reference. Right.
Seinfeld reference.
Yeah. It's the bro, Jerry.
It's the bro, Jerry.
Now you've gone too far, man.
A
bro? Get away from me. Sit down. Spaz had every right yesterday.
I think you're right. Punch him.
Yeah.
Hit him.
Where would you hit him, Rick?
Joey, shut up.
I don't know if I can hit him in the man boobs because my hand might get swallowed up.
Wait a minute. Joey, just remember who does your live reads. You think Ann can remember all that info?
Hey, I know everything.
Wait a minute. I know everything about Paisano.
Screw you, jackass. I know everything about Paisano.
Why are you hanging me out to dry? Look how big he is, man.
I know everything about Paisano, Joey. Who's down there more, me or Opie?
I gotta say Anthony's in.
That's right.
All right.
Come on.
I know who you like better. That's all right, Joe.
He is taking me to the game tonight.
Come on, we gotta stick together. Go with to find the Polish guy.
Someone get Rick out of the corner. I feel like I gotta hit him now. All right, enough.
Rick looks like a caged tiger right now, man. He's stalking you, man.
You know what it is? He's in conflict right now in his head. He knows he should get up.
Shut up, man!
But there's some kind of conflict because he does genuinely like Opie and doesn't want to hurt him. But there is quite the reason
what
to
if
hit
I,
you.
What if I,
he looks like he could snap you like a twig.
Yeah,
what if you say something bad to my sister?
What am I going to say about your sister? I'm not banging her.
I'll call her up.
I can take care of that.
Can you bang her?
Yeah, can I bang your sister?
Let him bang your sister.
She's 6 months pregnant. If that gets you off, you sick F, then go for it.
Yeah, he's the sick F.
Wait, I thought you liked that.
Yeah, you're the one that likes that.
We're the preggers, man. Wait, Rick, let me ask you, though.
Chuck.
I don't know. Like Spaz, if you were to hit Opie, would he have the power to fire you? Because, like, him telling Spaz to hit me.
Him telling Spaz to hit me was like...
All right, listen, like my wife going, I know you cheated on me. Just tell me. It'll be okay.
All right, listen. Technically, I have the power of veto on anything Opie decides, and vice versa.
And listen, I don't want it to come down to a firing thing. That's just beyond...
Then let him talk to you.
No.
Let him just tag you.
Rick, sit down. Jesus, sit down.
Let him just tag you one, man. That'll be kind of cool.
One shot.
You guys will still be friends.
Be like brothers.
Yeah.
One shot. Look how big his freaking arms are.
You know, brothers used to wrestle around. Maybe I can give you a wedgie. How does that sound? How about I give you a wedgie?
That's a little homo.
That's a homo thing.
Not a homo doggy style, dude.
Hey,
it! Shut up!
Instead, he did your sister doggy style.
Oh, man. That's kind of... Rick, sit out! And Ed, shut up!
I gotta say, hey, Rick.
Lockjaw statement.
Hey, Rick,
my sister... reach around.
Shut up! The reach around. I forgot about that one. The reach around.
Wow, what a guy giving her the reach around. Nice.
If I recall correctly, the reach around was working pretty good.
Banging her.
If you're gonna...
Using the word banging.
Hold on, wait!
Not making...
Rick just threw the chair.
This is getting bad. As this is getting ugly.
I am in the corner. Spaz, hold on a second. Hold on. I do have one thing to say.
Doggy stuff.
Hold on a second. I got something to say. Just remember. Put the bottle down.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you freaking hung me out to dry.
What did I do? I'm just repeating what you said to the man.
Rick's about to break that bottle. It's going to look like a black exploitation film in here in a minute.
What did I say?
You forgot to remind him that Sandy did say that I was good at oral.
Rick has got him down. Rick, there is no contest here.
There's no contest.
Rick's got him totally. Oh, he's trying to get away. There's no way Opie could get away. No way. He's got him around the neck.
Opie's trying to get Rick's arm
from around his neck, but it is not working. Rick is totally dominating this brawl on the floor. Opie cannot get away. He's got one hand. He's trying to hit Rick on the back of the head. Opie just punched Rick in the side of the face. Rick is spinning. Rick is sticking his crotch in Opie's face.
He's
And he's flipping him over. Opie having a hard time recovering from Rick because Rick is on top the whole time.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Rick's pulling Opie's pants off. Opie now getting really pissed. He's totally ready. He's got Rick in a headlock. Dragging him back on the ground. He's pissed.
2 points for the reverse. 2 points for the reverse.
Opie can't seem to get Rick down, though. Rick like a bulldog. Yeah, it's very, very hard to get Rick down. Opie working, but I think he's tiring at this point. Rick's endurance is going to start taking over now. Rick obviously dominating this brawl. Opie getting a couple of good shots in, but Rick sticking his crotch in Opie's face. I think the most degrading thing I've ever seen.
He looked like Opie's head was a marshmallow for a second.
And Rick is up. Opie's still down. Hey, Rick. How you feel?
Somebody call the medic.
Still got endurance.
Somebody call a medic.
Opie, I must say, Opie almost gave me a rusty trombone. How you doing, Opie?
How you doing?
How you doing? Oh, putting up a valiant effort, but he's hard to take down, huh?
Yeah. He's like a little fire hydrant.
A bulldog.
Dude, watching that one song comes to mind. Come.
Yeah, that's an appropriate song. Should have been playing it while you two were on the floor. Opie, what did you think when Rick put his crotch right over your face?
I was just thinking that,
gee, his ass smells terrific.
Wait, what's the question again?
What were you thinking when Rick stuck his crotch right in your face?
I was about to give him a hand to wipe.
No, don't say it. I know what he's going to say. I know what he's going to say, too.
How much you're like your sister. Sorry, I had to do it, man.
Rick's coming over. He's going to kick your ass out. Going for the black guy. You know, his arms are big, but I have never bet on the white guy in these fights. Holy cow. He's pretty rough, huh?
About the first time I had some...
No, I won't say it.
Because I need to say his last name for the joke.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't do too bad, did I?
You didn't do too bad.
Look, your headphones are broken.
I got to get
your headphones are totally broken. Your glasses are on the floor. It's like you're just a mess.
You know what? Opie's pretty good. He can hold his own, man. I got to get because Rick's a big guy.
At one point, I did see Opie reached around and punched Rick in the side of the head. I think he was trying to get his arm around the back. He punched you in the side of the head, and then Rick just lost it. And you were like a rag doll at that point, Opie.
Rick's got some power to him there. That mega mix up.
Oh, look at his arms, man. I knew I had
testosterone powder drink.
I knew there was going to be a problem there.
Looked like a prison cell workout.
Opie was queen of the weight room ball.
You go to sleep when I tell you to go to sleep.
But not after you toss myself.
Wow. I've never seen a brawl like that in this studio.
I wish I had gas.
Oh, man. If you would have squeaked one out, if you could have, you would have?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Using the animalistic sitting on the opponent to
What the hell was that?
That's
about,
what monkeys
man.
Doing. That's about, right?
Like I said, I was hoping to squeeze one out.
Those swollen ass monkeys do that to, like, you know, dominate, you know what I mean?
I do want to say for the record, he was trying to give me a wedgie.
Dr. Zaius did that to me. Santa from Azir and Cornelius made me look like a buffoon. Red monkey ass all over my face. Damn him to hell. Oh.
That's a long time coming.
Yeah, a little tension there, huh?
Yeah, it's a hell of a lot less tension here now, though.
Yeah, well,
I'm breathing a sigh of relief.
I'll get some tension out tonight.
He doesn't quit.
I did what? That doesn't mean anything.
What, you're going to roll around with another man?
Come on. It's a joke, isn't it?
I'm all for violence sometimes.
Anthony. Hey, you guys are a bunch of pussies.
God, I want to punch you in the face.
That'll leave a bruise.
1-0-7.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
What do you do this?
Sometimes you don't.
You guys are going to burn in hell.
Opie and Anthony,
1027. All righty, it is the worst of the Opie and Anthony show. We're going to play a couple quick tunes. And why drag it out? Dice is up next. When Andrew Dice Clay visited the studio last summer, confronted Anthony about his impression, some classic radio, so make sure you're listening. Coming up after these two tunes. Crank it up nice and loud. Here's Allison Chains. The worst of Opie and Anthony FM Talk 1027 NEW.
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 1027.
Yo, babe!
How you doing?
It's Babe Ruth live from hell, everyone.
How you doing? You got any whores there for me?
You all right, babe?
Yeah, I'm in hell. How all right could I be?
Okay.
They got me coaching a Little League team down here.
You're coaching Little League in hell?
Little fuckers can't even play. Or drink. They're not even interested in a horse like I was. By the time I was six, I was knocking them down left and right. A bottle of booze in one hand.
Wow, dude.
You know, they invented the voice box just for me.
Yes, I know that.
The electric voice box. It was actually an accident.
What do you mean?
Well, some chick I was with was using a dildo, and I accidentally went down on her and realized I could talk. Run, you little f***. Hit the ball. Jesus Christ. Hey,
Bada,
fuck you.
Hey, babe, have you seen your pal Lou Gehrig down there in hell?
Nah, that pussy was a good guy. He went up to heaven.
He did, huh?
Yeah. He died of that Lou Gehrig disease, you know.
Yeah.
Jeez, what are the odds of that? And I take a little prick. Yeah, we're going to get together with Billy Martin and Michael Kennedy tonight for happy hour.
Oh, really?
Billy's driving.
Billy's driving?
You should see Michael's face. It looks like my larynx.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Whoa, what's wrong, babe? Babe.
I just spilled a beer in my voice box. My wife's going to kill me.
Wait, babe, you're married?
I did say I was in hell, you know.
Babe! Oh, there he goes, Babe Ruth.
truth, everyone.
Opie and Anthony, 1027. Today, you're stuck with the worst of Opie and Anthony. On FM Talk at 1027.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Entering.
Where's Dice?
Hello, Anthony.
Where is he?
Whoa.
There he is.
He looks like.
Hey, Dice.
What was that?
Get this
over with. What did that mean? Like, you're doing me a favor.
No, no, no. We'll explain it.
See, he's a bastard.
I'm he's an obnoxious bastard.
Okay, so who's the guy that does me?
Anthony. Huh? Do you? I don't think I'm going to do you. All right?
You know, that's not bad.
That's what you said last time I did
you.
That's
what you said last time.
Yeah, the only... That's an excellent... That's almost better than me. The only difference between you and me is about 35 million.
I hope you still got some of that.
Yeah, I got plenty of it.
Yeah?
That's why I could afford not to wear sleeves.
What's the matter?
Why are you tongue-tied?
Why are you up on the
phone? Is this the guy?
Wait, I thought we were getting along.
No, we are getting along. But we gotta have fun for the people in their cars going home that have been at work all day dealing with the Chinaman boss to listen to something.
Well,
okay?
I got some clips of Anthony doing you.
Yeah, let's hear some.
You want to hear one?
Yeah.
When his dad mouths you.
What? Who's the...
Oh, see, he's very sensitive.
I don't badmouth.
He does.
It's an homage.
I think
homage. What does that word mean, Kenny?
It means that he badmouths you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when
what did you hear?
You're playing chuckles for 15 people.
Oh, wait, I got maybe that was my choice.
And it wasn't chuckles. It was laugh your balls off in Poughkeepsie.
No, I chuckles. I did two albums in front of 15 people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See?
Dangerfields. But do you know how many people bought those albums?
How
take
many?
A guess, jerk-off.
Millions.
Yeah, take a guess.
So you address me in the proper fashion, I'm not going to talk. All right?
Well, I didn't mean anything by jerk-off face.
What did you mean?
That's like a compliment. That's when you become friends.
All right, asswipe. I could roll with that.
See, that doesn't hurt me.
No, I know.
That's like a nice thing for you to say.
You can wallow in your millions, and you don't feel bad.
Because only buddies could talk like that to each other, you see?
Yeah.
I don't call the farmer, you know, J.O. face. He hasn't earned that from me yet. Really late, right away. Maybe me and you could do a show like you're my twin or something.
Yeah.
Only not as handsome.
He could be the evil Dice. He's got the goatee already.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We do like a sitcom on... some network that might have me. Yeah.
The handsome Dice and the retarded Dice.
I guess you'll be playing the retarded Dice there, Kenny.
Look,
look at this guy.
What is with the hurt feelings all of a sudden? Come on.
But, hey, Kenny, I found the clip you were talking about.
Why?
Let's hear it.
I'm going to be at Laughter, you crap your pants, coincidentally enough, in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Where'd that come from?
No, what I like is coincidentally enough. Because that's another word I don't understand.
So never said.
That was never said, huh?
Nah.
So where are you performing this weekend? Other than in your bathroom alone. Where are you performing?
I perform here all week.
Do you do stand-up comedy?
No. Why would I want to travel the country?
That's why I call you jerk-off face.
Staying in lousy hotels.
Well, I stay in the best hotels. When you're done.
Maybe back in 88. Huh? Whoa, what now? Holiday Inn? Best Western?
Little bit
now. Well, what's the matter? Now it starts coming your way, and the Dice Man gets a little pissed off.
Wait a minute now.
Huh?
Maybe if you find your own personality, you can make a living doing stand-up comedy.
Personality?
Personality? I mean, you can't get a personal. Let me hear you say that one.
Huh?
Say it.
I don't understand what you're saying.
You say to me, you got a good personality. Say that. Just say that.
You got a good personality.
Personality means you got a good personality. Now, until you learn that, you really don't have the impression down. So I'll try it.
I don't think people are going to pay to hear.
No, that's not what I said.
Well, you said
that. I said personality means you got a good personality. Now I ask you, you got a good personality.
No,
huh? That's not what I said.
Where's his personality? Personality means you're going to get personality.
Nice, you're making no sense.
No, that makes
right?
no sense.
You babble. I'm hearing babble.
No, what you're saying makes no sense. What I'm saying is a statement. Why is that dead air on the air? Why aren't you talking now? Talk to me when I talk to you.
Because I don't understand the word you're saying.
Personality. You mean you're cocky against the guy personal? You see, now everybody driving in that car
is going,
I understand. How come jerk-off face don't understand?
Again with the jerk-off face.
I'll be on radio stations all over the country. I'll promote you. Anthony jerk-off face. How's that going to feel? I can't even do an impression of you because I haven't heard you yet. I heard, Opie. How do you not kill your parents?
How you doing? This is Andrew Dice Clay. I got a lot of personality. Mika Kakarikista got personality. Try it out, one, Anthony. You're listening to Anthony and Opie on WNEW 102.7 Farmer.
Sophie and Anthony and Andrew Dice Clay and Kenny. Upset of Kenny.
I hear you.
So you want to talk to some folks there, Dice?
That's up to you.
Yeah, what the hell? Let's go. John, what's up?
What's up, man? Yeah, you guys are great. Thanks, man. I love you, but Anthony, man.
What?
What are you, a pussy?
What?
You're making fun of him for like a week and a half. Now you can't say
it's not
you.
Making fun. It's talking.
It's a parody, and I'm going to let it go.
Oh, come on, talking.
What did I do?
Let this guy talk. What do you say that I should get mad at?
Because
I don't get mad. Wait a minute. I don't get mad, so tell me.
All right. I'll, well, we got some, examples.
It's usually, all right. Hey, I sold out Madison Square Garden, huh? They haven't called since, but I sold it out in record time. All right?
You know, stuff like that.
The imitation.
Nothing personal, Dice.
No, it's very flattering.
You're a character.
Exactly.
You know?
It's
you're
like,
a character.
It's like I'm a walking cartoon. That's
I
what
don't...
I'm saying, right? It's like I'm not even human.
I don't...
There's
well,
no
point. Yeah.
There's no heart. I'm a cartoon to
right.
you. I'm a few laughs for you. I'm not around and you can just say whatever you want. That's what this guy's saying.
You know,
but
now I'm
again,
glad to hear you
then
say
again,
it.
Who is he to call up and look to start a problem, you know, between me and you?
Yeah, you jerk off. Huh?
I don't understand this guy. Everybody,
what's wrong with these people?
You know, everybody's looking for a beating.
Well, I got more examples of Anthony.
Yeah, let me hear something.
Okay. Oh, Christ, come on.
Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. I ain't been funny since 86.
Now, that isn't even true. Now, that isn't true. Now, wait a minute.
No.
See, that was done with computer generation.
Look at me. Yeah. If we win a court of law, what was your answer just now? That's not true.
That was computer generated.
Well,
he
you tell me now how you feel about me. As you... Anthony,
Dice.
So this person.
First of all, I don't think you did the Rodney thing until maybe 87. So it's not even, like, logistically correct.
It's 88.
88, right, see?
That's right.
And you were hysterical. I'm Mr. Clay. I got another example for you. Okay.
Hey, this is Dice Man. I used to be somebody. Now I can't even sell out a closet.
Hey, now wait a minute. Now when was that? That was before Filth, before I went to Governor's and saw a packed club of raving fans.
Stutter Musk? Wait a minute. Before the... You see, I got forgiven because of what he just said.
What?
What'd he say?
Well, Dice, you had disappeared for a while, okay? You had...
To you?
You know something? Yeah, to me. I was a big fan.
Shut your mouth. Kenny, when was the last special?
HBO special. Assume the position.
When did it air?
3 years ago.
Okay, what year was that?
96. Yeah, 96.
Okay. You said 86.
Yeah.
You said 86. Kenny, how many homes tuned in 1996?
95%.
Okay. Who's tuning in for you if you go on TV, Anthony?
Dice.
Your parents?
See, it wasn't Andrew Dice
okay.
Clay. It was the Dice character I'm mocking.
Oh, I get it. It's a cartoon.
The cartoon guy.
Oh, now it's all
it's like Fred Flintstone or
so
something.
You don't have another example, do you?
Oh, sure.
All right, Andrew Dice Clay, I'm available for weddings, bar mitzvahs, and sweet 16s.
How did you
and
know I was doing those?
And I'm not even banged the
board. Now, come on.
How did you know
I'll throw
I was
you
doing
a nice one.
That must be a treat, huh?
Hey, read the Torah, then come on.
See, he's an instigator.
I didn't say nothing, Mr. Clay.
Look, Dice.
Another funny thing is,
You know the funny thing is about this whole little thing with him?
Yeah.
That he's calling himself Andrew Dice Clay. No, and the other funny thing is
I'm going to sue your
No, this is what I'm leading up to. Don't give the punchline away. When you use somebody's name, it number one, like that's called like, what is that word?
Infringement.
Infringement, that's one.
Defamation of character.
That's two.
Huh?
So here comes another $35 million from the station that hired you. Now, we'll probably have to settle. You'll probably lose your job and be with the hot dog stand downstairs. But I'm still going to love you because I know it's a goof.
Would you like another example?
Nah, you got one?
Contrary to popular belief, the Dice Man can read.
Now, wait a minute. Hold it. Wait a minute now. Here. I'm going to read out of this, this educational magazine I'm looking at with a chick in a bikini called Stuff. And just the fact that I was able, even though it's big letters, I was able to read that. Anthony, we are in Dice's court of law. Did I not read that word correctly?
Yes, you did, Dice.
And no. Are you, in fact, the person that said that on that recording he just played? Yes or no, Anthony?
It was taken out of context.
Yes or no, Anthony?
Yes, taken out of context.
Yes or no, answer the question.
Yes, out of context.
Okay.
He can actually...
Oh, well, you know what? Since it's out of context, why don't you play us a little more?
I sold out Madison Square Garden.
Hey, we got the Olive Garden checking in. I think they got a spot for you. Is this the Olive Garden?
Yeah, this is the Olive Garden. How you guys doing over there?
All right. You want to talk to Dice?
Yeah, I'd like to speak to the Dice Man.
Hey, Olive Garden, what's your problem?
Yeah, we want to know if you could sell out a table of four.
Table of four? Yeah, are you insulting me? Are you insulting me?
I don't think I could sell out
a table of four? Let me tell you something. Last week, I was at Burger King, 15 peak. All right? So don't tell me about a table of four. What time?
All right, Olive Garden.
All right, peace.
Bye.
Hey, call me. You think I'll call?
Did he call himself Dice again? Kenny, that's another 35.
I'm keeping track. Now, wait a minute. This is all done in a spirit of fun and laughter.
Okay, and I'm going to laugh when I see what the hot dog stand. I'm going to come over, I'm going to go, hey, Anthony, look at you now. See, yeah, sauerkraut on that bun, all right? And then now I'm going to go, Anthony, do me a little, say you're me again. That's what I'm going to say to you.
Now,
your wife's going to leave with me in a nice big stretch limo with the jacuzzi in it, champagne in the back. We put on one of my house tapes. We get all licking up and crazy. And she'll be throwing my hot dog out the window. Look at this, Anthony. He does have the apple. And it does look like a zebra.
Hey, Merry Christmas, New York. You're listening to Andrew Dice Clay. Not, you know, the wannabe. Anthony.
Kobe and Anthony and Andrew Dice Clay and...
All right, we want to take another call?
Yeah, we can do that.
Maybe you'd like to speak for me, since you're so used to it.
All right, Mike, what's up?
Give me a favor, ask Anthony when you're going to be playing my grandma's house.
All right, that might have been a club that came up in conversation.
Oh, wait, we got another thing here about my grandma's house.
Well, we got a few more.
Oh, come on.
I thought we went through this.
Your ass is off. Yeah. Up in Poughkeepsie.
How many people?
And ha-ha, I just left in my sack caving.
You're all alone now, Anthony.
He would make up comedy clubs.
How does it feel?
Look. He would make up comedy clubs that you'd be appearing at.
Come on.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Now,
like
look.
The cartoon's going to play anywhere.
We see... No. Let me be straight. We see the Dice Man 1988... Bust open the scene, Rodney Dangerfield special, like you break.
Huge. To become the biggest comic ever in history. That's what you're saying.
Right.
Huge. So, how do you keep that level?
You can't.
I rest my case.
I know.
I take a verdict from the jury.
But then...
No, I'm done. I'm done with the case.
Well,
we can take the next call now.
But then
what? I didn't do enough for you.
No.
You just think you've been coming up with plenty of material because of me.
Exactly. See,
You reach a huge place.
But don't you think a performer should try other things in a career?
Of course.
I mean, I did about 900 arenas. How many should I do to make you happy?
The bit is, your attitude is still like, I got Madison Square Garden. I'm the biggest selling comedian of all time. I know. But that's the bit. Is that the bit? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Your Honor?
Well, Mr. Clay, I got an example of Anthony trying to come up with new material.
Oh, okay, all right. Let's hear this.
Do you have any new material before you leave, Dice?
All new stuff. I do new rhymes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's hear one of your new rhymes.
You're Bill Clinton and Monica. You biggie. It's funny stuff, huh?
Yeah, that's
number one.
That's top shelf stuff.
You're wetting your pants over there.
Oh, I'm wetting my pants.
All right.
No!
All right, number one, it's a Linda Tripp poem.
So we got that wrong.
All right. So now you're besmirching my material.
Besmirching?
Trip pump. I don't know what that word
means. I'm besmirching?
You understand? When I do the Linda Tripp poem, they'll be calling you and going, why did you not do the Linda Tripp poem? You were just making something up. Weren't you?
Perhaps that will happen.
That's the way it's going to come down.
Yeah. See, I didn't want to get into this. Opie's... him and Rick parting up stuff.
I don't know how much you do, but get into it. It's your life.
Dice, the people
I don't
get
know
a
how
big.
This woman lives with you.
The people get a big kick out of it.
You walk around the house and go, honey, cook me some eggy. You know, now it's time to go to bed. You know, I'm going to take the dog out for a good boy.
That's exactly
it. And I know now I'm going to be him personality. It means you're cucking against the guy personal.
I don't know where you even know what
exactly,
that is.
Exactly, because that takes true talent to figure that out. Say it.
I can't. I don't even know what you said.
Then you will be asked that in the court of law.
Personality
means you're cucking against the guy personal. Because till you could do that, this lawsuit will be pending.
Dice, remember, I was the one who helped you out.
No, remember.
Now, wait a minute. You're in it, too.
Opie, I'm going to get you out of this little, 10-by-10 room. Believe me. You'll be traveling around with me, Club Soda, and Murray, Happy Face,
and Murray.
A couple laughs.
Murray?
I said Murray.
Oh, okay.
Bring the broads and butter dozen. You're going to have to unload this chick. I'm sorry. I mean, nice girl and everything, but they're all over the place. It's like toilet paper.
There you go, man.
Who went to it?
I don't know why you had to start all this, man.
Well, I was just...
I have a little bit of fun.
See, but the only thing, he's in his favor is that he does a good impression.
Probably the best I've heard.
He does...
Thank you.
He does many others, by the way.
But who else you do?
I can't remember now.
Who else
See,
does
I'm
he
thrown.
Do?
Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston.
That's more of a goof on Charlton Heston than real Chuck Heston.
So, wait, what are you saying is, what you're doing to me is not a goof?
I try to think of that as a more accurate interpretation of your voice.
I think he does good, Opie.
Al Sharpton.
Those are all like parodies. He does like Charles Carroll really good.
What are parodies? What's he going on, me?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, he does real well.
But Ronald Reagan wouldn't even know it anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That's why it's fun.
I don't know.
Popeye.
Just wait until they...
Popeye. Nobody cares. It's a cartoon. But then again, like he has said on the radio, I am a cartoon. I'm not a human being. I'm a cartoon. How you doing? This is Andrew Dice Clay. And you're like, not Anthony Dice Clay, Andrew Dice. And you're listening to Opie and the guy that wants to be me show on WNEW 102.7.
Hi, NEW.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to speak to Popeye Dice Clay.
Popeye Dice Clay?
Yeah.
Hey, Olives, how's your pusky? Huh? Hey, Pluto, you bloated piece of crap, huh? Look at you, you fat bastard. Oh, get. So the sea hag comes up to me, and she goes, hey, Popeye Dice Clay, I want some of your cocks. Oh, get. So I give it to her. Hey, get.
There you go.
Now let's hear it the other way. The Spanish man.
Ooh. So this chick comes up to me at the banks, and I put my tongue in her ass.
Who would win a fight, you or Brutus?
I'll kick his ass.
Oh, man.
All right, man.
All right, dude. All right. See you later. Anthony.
1027. All righty, what's happening, man? Hopefully you guys are enjoying the stuff when Dice was in studio. Now, usually that's about it, but I was digging through some more tapes and found when Dice called back, he left the studio, said goodbye to the guys, blah, 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 the whole boring thing. And he was down on the street, and somebody pulled up in a car. I guess they knew he was coming out of the building. They wanted to meet him. They had the show on in the car, and Anthony starts doing some more Dice after Dice had left the studio. So this is like a whole soap opera. So Dice gets on his phone and calls back into the studio right in the middle of a spot break. So this is where this phone call comes from. It's like 10 minutes after the last of when Dice left the studio the day. All right? So here's something you've never heard before. Well, I've only heard once if you even heard the original interview. All righty? It's when Dice calls back during the spot break to confront Anthony about doing more impressions.
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7.
What's the matter?
I'm walking in the street. People pull up. It's still on in the cars. And Anthony don't know what to stop.
Hey, I've been good.
You know, if he had a problem with me, he should have said it right there and then. I gave him the opportunity. The fans called in. They said, if you got a problem... And I took it, all right, the guy's goofing around, and now you open your mouth again.
I didn't say nothing.
You said plenty.
Hey, listen, jerk-off. Oh, now you come back here.
Well, I'm the jerk-off. Maybe you're the jerk-off. Okay? You don't want to do this. I try to come on the first time. See, I'm never the one to pull the first punch. That's not me. Like, even like all the jerk-offs that called in, all the tough guys that are in their apartment stone going, my life means nothing, so let me insult somebody else. Is that what I'm going to start? Is that what I got to start thinking about you? Or do I think, the guy does a good impression. If he could get a few laughs off of it, let him get a few laughs. You tell me what you want me to think. It could go two ways. We're friends, or there's a problem. And if I got a problem, you really got a problem.
I hear you, Dice.
You don't want that.
Hey.
We left, everything was nice. Be nice. Good for everybody. I saw your wife downstairs. I gave a quick squeeze and a kiss. You know what I mean? I told the Tom I thought he did a good impression. You know, and now I'm walking down the street. Guy pulls over. He goes, Dice, you got to hear this guy. You guys, he's first going out.
People are instigating. I haven't said one word.
I was listening in the friggin' car over here. I got to go. I got to walk the streets with this nonsense now. And everybody's coming over. Go, what is this, Anthony Pussy? If he's got a problem, let him say it.
Dice, it's Opie. I'll confess that.
All right, we got to make up. Here's a hot chick walking by me now. Honey, want to be on the radio? I'm sorry. Thank you. You're too good for everybody. I'm your man on the street now. Hey, honey, can I call you? I'm sorry. I'm over here now. Thank you. You know what I mean? I talk to everybody on the street. I put all kinds of people on. Here's pal. Say hello. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Did you hear that guy? Go over to another guy that's actually very mad at you.
All right.
For what you did. Here. What's your name? His name's Cliff. Hold on.
All right.
Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Turn him apart like that. You wish you had him. You wish you had him. All right, Cliff. Find yourself right.
A
pill or something.
Hey, Dice. Get
out of here. Kenny, get this guy out of here.
Hey, Dice, can you talk to these people in the middle of the street for us?
This is the middle of the street. I don't even know where we are, but we got some high-looking numbers walking on.
Now, Dice, I'll go on record and say I consider you a pal now.
All right, so we are friends, and when I come back to town, I'm coming back in there.
Yeah.
And I want to hear more of these clips.
Unless Howard makes up with you. And then
what's that?
Unless Howard makes up with you, and then you'll be on Howard's show.
No, he's got to apologize. He's got to be a man and apologize. I said that to the guy calling in.
All right.
I don't owe him no apology.
Yeah, but
you know what? You guys are fun.
Cool. Well, a lot of people thought that we should have beat you up or something. I don't get that, but...
Well, that you were going to come in here and beat me up.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny how everybody's brave when they're on the phone or when they're on TV, but the minute they face you, all of a sudden they clam up.
you know, we had you in the studio, and then I'm like, hey, man, I like this guy, and he's making people laugh, and we had some fun. That's all I care about.
Who's this now, Opie?
Yeah, Anthony.
You're the even-tempered one.
Well, Anthony.
I got no use for you. I like people with emotion.
All right. All right, Anthony. Anthony, let him have it. Let him have it, Anthony.
Anthony's got a lot of emotion in him. He's got a lot of problems, a lot of pent-up anger. That's why I relate to him.
Hey, Dice.
I don't relate to farmers.
Hey, Dice, because of you, Anthony had to change his shirt.
You missed the count. Yeah. The only thing I got to milk is between my... You know what I'm saying? The bus driver's just looking at me. He's looking for a beat now. I just passed a hot-looking redhead, and you know what they do for me.
What?
Oh, man, I got to get the guy past the hour. All right, guys, I'm going to let you go.
All right, please.
Don't make me quit back.
All right, Dice, come see us again, all
right? That's right, I'll be looking for you.
All right.
Don't worry, I know just where to find you.
All right.
All right, goodbye. Right.
Take it easy. How you doing? This is Andrew Dice Clay. And you're like, no, not Anthony Dice Clay. Andrew Dice. And you're listening to Opie and the guy that wants to be me show. On WNEW 102.7.
You deserve the best. But that'd be a lot of work. Here's the worst of Opie and Anthony. On FM Talk at 102.7.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Hey.
Did we get the rusty trombone?
There's all kinds of names for things. What? Jerry,
okay, I'll be
being very careful. Yeah, is the rusty trombone.
It's you're getting your salad tossed, and the girl reaches around and starts playing the trombone.
Holy
that God. Is the rusty trombone.
I thought I heard it all.
The rusty trombone.
That's the rusty trombone.
All right.
A rusty trombone is best with a filthy whore. She'll reach around and get you off with her hand. All the while she'll lick your spot by your tiny balloon nut. Hope you didn't eat too much bran. A rusty trombone may not be moral. While I think this sounds kind of gay, I'd rather get some oral with the finger up my butt. But that's me, what the hell? Come on, honey, start the music. Yeah, you play that well.
Opie and Anthony.
Cunnilingus and psychiatry brought us to this.
On FM Talk at 102.7. The talk you can't ignore.
What's going on with Kathy Lee Gifford? I read a disturbing little article in the Post today.
Yeah, I was looking at that, too.
It seems like her viewers are very, very pissed off at her because she's been going topless on the show. Or braless?
Not topless.
Braless, I mean?
Yeah, she's wearing these little dress numbers and letting her boobs swing. And, you know, gravity's taking its toll on Kathy Lee.
Are they hanging below, like, the coffee table they have set out?
Not yet.
Kathy Lee, put your bra on. Gilman, look at these. They're hanging like sweat socks full of sand.
You think the nipples point down on those babies or what?
I really can't tell, you know?
You know,
they just look like they're getting elongated is what it is. They look kind of long. And I don't know. I think she's trying to get attention because now Regis has this new TV show.
Sure.
This I Want to Be a Millionaire.
Right.
And for some reason, I guess the rubes in the Midwest are all tuning into this thing, and it's taking off. All the rubes that call them up on this stupid show in the morning.
We have the question, Gelman. What's the question, for God's sake? Yesterday, Tom Selleck was on. What commercial did he first star in?
We just happened to this here Matilda, and I live in Wyoming, and I listen to you. I watch your show every day. On Channel 42 and...
Well, get to the answer, you slot bag! Kathy Lee, look at her cans! They're on the coffee table!
The same rubes. And they're watching that new show, and now it's a huge hit.
Yeah.
So Regis has a hit on his hands, so maybe Kathy Lee's getting jealous and trying to flash some skin.
Well, maybe
so people pay attention to her.
Maybe she should turn around and show everyone her balloon knot. That's a ratings grabber, I'm telling you.
Kathy Lee, show your balloon knot. Gentlemen, look at her balloon knot.
And then Kathy Lee can turn around and give Regis the rusty trombone live on the show.
Gentlemen, I'm getting the rusty trombone.
And then, like, Regis can turn around and give Kathy Lee the dirty Sanchez.
Let me reach around and get some on my finger. Gentlemen, look, she's got a mustache.
It's the dirty Sanchez.
The dirty Sanchez.
And then Gelman, because he's such a tool, could get, like, the Cleveland Steamer.
A Cleveland Steamer, Gelman.
It could happen.
Tony Pigskin and Gelman, a Cleveland Steamer.
Could happen, right?
Now that I might tune in.
Let's see
all those hijinks.
All right, let's rehash real fast. Now, the post saying Kathy Lee is now going braless.
Yeah.
All right, now, tell me you wouldn't tune in every morning if you knew that between now and the millennium.
Tug it, you bitch! Tug it! I love it!
Just hear me out, though. Between now and the millennium, this is their new promotion for their show.
You're almost hitting prostate! Gelman!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, you've gone too far, but I love it. All right. So the big promotion is now between the millennium, okay?
Uh-huh.
Kathy Lee will perform live on the show the rusty trombone to Regis. Tell me you're not watching every day, waiting for that to happen.
Where's the reach around, Gelman? Kathy Lee's giving me one. The rusty trombone. Dig deep, you bitch.
And then the grand finale, Gelman gets the Cleveland Steamer.
You're watching every day.
Art Moore's giving him a Cleveland Steamer.
And who gets the Dirty Sanchez then?
Kathy Lee! Oh, my roids are acting up, Gelman. She's giving me the rusty tuba. Sometimes Joy Philbin gives it to me.
Oh. You'd watch, though, right? Right?
I certainly would.
Like tomorrow on, Regis and Kathy Lee. Kathy Lee's going to show everyone her balloon knot. You're watching, right?
Oh, I'm there.
You're there, of course.
I can't believe it, Gelman. I'm getting a rusty trombone. If they could see me now with the rusty trombone. Sing it, Kathy Lee. She's playing it. I can't believe it, Gelman. And look at you with your Cleveland Steamer.
All right,
and so, Kathy Lee with a dirty Sanchez.
Thank you. Okay, I was making sure that was in there. So then Art has to show the balloon out, I guess, because every one of them needs something to do.
Art Moore had prunes. He's giving the Cleveland Steamer. I love the rusty trombone.
Well, we crack ourselves up, that's for sure. Eddie, what's up?
First of all,
yeah.
Her boobs aren't sagging. These damn things started, I'd say, almost down to her belly button.
Whoa, really?
Have you ever looked at her and saw her boobs are in the middle of her body?
It's a freak show.
There you go.
I can't believe it. I've never seen cans like this. Without the bra, it rubs on her thigh.
Wow.
Obi and Anthony.
Is this the best radio you guys could come up with?
102.7.
What's this doing here?
Don't even try to figure it out. Just go along with it.
Whatever. 102.7.
All righty, what's happening, man? This is Rick, producer of the Opie and Anthony Show, sitting in for the guys. We are doing Worst of All Week in the midst of some awesome stuff that we just dug up. Lots of requests for Dice. Took care of all of it when Dice was in the studio. If you missed it, too bad. We're moving on. We got more stuff coming up. And if you've got any requests for the Worst of Show, 212-757-1027. Spaz's man on the phones.
And he's telling me that we're getting a lot of requests from Mad Dog from a particular group of people who, I guess, coincidentally enough, work with Mad Dog. Wow, what a coincidence. I guess they don't get enough of them there in the studio. They got to hear our version of them as well. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I think that's really freaking funny. So, to appease our fellow brethren and I guess company co-workers in Queens, here you go by request.
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7. The talk you can't ignore.
It's FM Talk 102.7, talk you can't ignore. Our phone number, 212-757-1027. We have another exciting show planned for you guys today. Mike and the Mad Dog talking about David Cohen signing a one-year deal for the next 4 hours.
We'll be talking about that for the entire Mike and the Mad Dog show. What do you think it's going to take? What do you think? It's going to come with the big bills every week for the pay? What do you think, hundreds and fifties? Or you think a lot for the tens and twenties? How is this man getting paid? And what's he spending his money on?
So they'll talk about that until you're sick of it.
I think he's signing a contract with a big ballpoint. We'll take your calls on that. You think you should use a flare pen of a big ballpoint, Maggie?
Hey, Mad Dog, how are you going to compete with Opie and Anthony? They're going to have a girl give birth on their show today.
Jesus. How the hell are we supposed to do this? Jets suck, Giants suck, Knicks suck. How the hell are we supposed to do this? Mike, you fat bastard, you pregnant? You gotta be. Maggie, I'm gonna stick an oven, stuff a roaster where the sun don't shine. Deliver it like a kid. It's the only way we can compete. Get me out of here. Our ratings are slipping. Slipping.
And then on Gay Rock, they got 92 Minute Rock Blocks all afternoon. And here we're gonna try to have a girl give birth. We can't promise it's gonna happen, but we're definitely gonna try.
I'm gonna try to start doing imitations. Hey, it's Tom Brokenjaw.
All right. Mad Dog, let's hear your Tom Brokenjaw.
All right. Hey, guy, how about some music?
All right, hold on. I'll get your music.
I love music.
Hold on. You're really getting uptight, man.
Well, you know, when you do sports talk radio, it's a little rough when your team just suck the ass. But I was supposed to do that when we had the Yankees. Everybody tuned in. Everybody loved the Yankees. Now the Yankees, we can't even talk about that because no baseball for the months. The team stink. I gotta compete. I gotta win.
All right, so you want to do voices now on your show?
I'm going to give it a whirl.
All right, you want...
I think if Anthony can do it, I can do it.
All right, Mad Dog, you want to start with your broken jaw?
Yeah, but I'm going to do what they call a little riffing.
All right, let's...
Back in the Mad Dog.
All right.
We're going to do a little Tom Broker, little news break. How you doing, Tom Broker, John? NBC Nightly News. Why can't I say a Kirby Volvo? Wait, I can't even say a Kirby Volvo. Tom Oda. Jesus Christ, this is hard. How about Mikey Dice Clay?
All right, let's hear some Clay.
So I'm online with this chick, and she's got a tongue. Well, I can't even say that. Hey, that works. I can do Popeye.
Let's hear your Popeye.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Hey, that's not bad.
I don't do that bad.
All right.
Well, blow me down.
Let's hear a little more.
Blow me down, Mikey.
Let's hear some more broken jaw.
Let me look at the paper. I'm trying to rip.
Yeah, turn over the paper. You're not used to seeing the front page.
Oh, look at that.
You go right to the sports page.
Everyone's happy. Coney's back in pinstripe for one more year.
Right. Then on the other side of the paper.
Hey, what's this? Wow, this is serious news.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen nothing like this before. What the hell?
Well, what are you...
People are dying.
What are you talking about?
And a poor kid hit by a bus.
Right.
Oh, my God, a banker.
Right.
Set on fire.
Right.
Oh, my God, Joey Adams is dead. This is awful, Maggie.
What about the Cuban?
Wait a minute, I'm doing my impression of Corky Mad Dog.
What about the Cuban kid?
Yeah, well, I think the Yankees ought to sign
him. Really?
He probably ought to be a damn good left-hander.
All right, thank you,
Reverend Al's been arrested.
Yeah.
I am outraged. I am outraged.
You want to try a Reverend Al impression?
Yeah.
All right.
I am outraged. I am outraged. Why is the white man always picking on me, Nugget? damn you out of hell. Look, I'm doing Heston.
Oh, you want to do Heston?
Monkey! Give me monkey ass! I want red man from monkey ass! Is this working? Check the ratings. Hopefully we're winning. I think I got a niche for this voice thing, Monkey.
You're not bad. Little more Heston.
Damn you out of hell! Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape, and you too, Monkey. Damn you! I remember when I was on a Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
I had sex with a monkey. Check the ratings. How are they? They gotta be going up. This is brand new to me.
All right, I got one last impression for you.
Have I? Look at my camel toe. Look at my camel toe, Maggie. Check this out. It looks like the Yankee dugout. Look at the size of this thing. Like the clubhouse.
You gotta imitate Celine Dion.
Oh. Yeah, go away, Jimmy. I sent this song out to those who lived during the tragedy of the Titanic. A special song goes out to the survivors. The survivors. Sponsored by Corona.
Would you like to do the dirty voice for everyone, too?
Yeah. You got a bitch on the phone?
I
call the bitches to get the rate. I say, bitch, you know, scumbag, bastard. I gotta start using that, blue language.
All right,
we gotta get in trouble, Mikey. Yeah, I'll be an Anthony, always in it. Always bad. Always getting in a world of crap. Until we get some kind of complaints and almost get fired. We can't even compete. Get a broad on the phone.
All right, let's talk to Tina.
Hey, Tina.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Mike and Mad Dog. I'm going to use my dirty girl voice on you.
Go ahead.
Hey, you're a dirty girl. You filthy bitch. You're getting off, aren't you?
Absolutely.
You're a dirty girl. You like it, don't you?
Yeah, you gotta slow it down a little, Mad Dog.
Hey, it's Hammer Tuesday.
Yeah.
Why don't you come over here and get Mikey a hammer? You can use it. You look a little backed up. Look, see? I'm getting blue. Hey, Tina.
Yeah.
You give your boyfriend a hammer?
My husband?
Your husband? Sure. Both of them. Your boyfriend and your husband. You whore. You're a fucking whore. Look at me. It's like it.
Well, I don't know if the dirty girl voice is working.
You like me, Tina, don't you?
Sure.
Making a mad dog out of a van. You're a fucking whore. Hey, I'm like the dice man. Hey, Mikey, you want to see my junk? Mikey, give me a hammer.
All right. Well, I think you're almost there with your impressions, Mad Dog.
The only way we can compete.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll regroup, and we'll be back.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Grown men jumping all over each other.
Okay, terrific.
That shoe is for Mike and the Mad Dog, who you guys beat. I'm glad you stayed. Right?
I guess we beat them in the ratings.
You beat them in the ratings.
Well, you got to give Opie and Anthony a lot of credit. They came out pretty strong in the late part of the year. And I think they were kicking ass. I mean, they whipped us. We're looking like little bitches. What do you think about that, Mike?
That's right, dog.
I'm feeling like a little smack bitch. How long are we supposed to sit here while they get naked midgets in their studio? How are we competing against that? Yeah, unless you get something like the Knicks playing in the playoffs. Yeah, hopefully we'll get a Subway Series. And that'll compensate for girls shooting stuff out of who knows where. How are we going to compete against that?
It's terrible, isn't it?
We have to talk about Coney pitching. Hey, you got snatch pitching. Hey, Mikey.
Yeah.
Why don't you give me a rusty trombone?
No, that's okay.
Now I'll give you a dirty surgeon. So I can feel the ratings going up already. Give me a rusty trombone. I remember the time I was in the back of a Toyota and got a Cleveland Steamer.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What was his name?
Mikey. You gotta give him a lot of credit. after a lot of hot dogs at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah. Wow.
Sometimes I can still smell it.
You guys, some conflict. Piss me off, okay?
I'm still laughing at that last line. So, yeah, that was for Mike and the crew at the other station. Did I say Mike? Nah, just kidding. Not really. More of the worst of on the way, including some broken jaw. In the meantime, here's a quick little music break. Worst of Opie and Anthony, FM Talk 1027.
Opie and Anthony, 1027.
Mr. Sullivan.
Yes, is this the two idiots?
Yeah, you want to sue us?
Yes, I would just like to inform both of you gentlemen that there will be a lawyer talking to your management team, because I have been not only embarrassed, but harassed.
Really?
Do you understand this?
No.
And don't even go close by saying thank you to the Short Hill Malls, because let me tell you something. This has been a disgrace. You have your malls over there in the city. Don't you got ghetto malls over here in Newark? Don't be coming to our malls and doing something like that.
Yeah. Really?
You hear me?
Yeah, what else?
What else?
Yeah. Hello, sir. Sir? Mr. Sullivan?
The sorriest thing is, right before it hit him, he goes, what's that, a train?
Sir?
Did you hear that, Shelly?
I heard it.
He goes, what?
I heard it.
What's that, a train?
What's that, a train?
Wham!
God damn, that's funny.
Opie and Anthony, 1027. Today, you're stuck with the worst of Opie and Anthony. On FM Talk at 1027.
And by the way, if you haven't tuned in the news, Khalid Muhammad got his cute little permit for his little Million Youth March.
As the mayor likes to call it, the 6,000 Youth March.
6,000?
It's not a million people. They didn't show up. It's about 6,000 people.
He's being kind. I think there were a couple hundred last year.
Yeah. Yep, so when does it start? 11 o'clock, Saturday morning, on Malcolm X Boulevard, up in Harlem, if you feel so inclined to show up.
Malcolm X Boulevard.
Stay away, Whitey. Stay away, Whitey. Cracker alert. Cracker alert. No cracker zone. It is a cracker-free afternoon on Malcolm X Boulevard in Harlem this Saturday.
When was the last time you were up there? Who are you kidding?
Who, me?
It's been a cracker-free zone for many years.
I was just up there, let's see, when was I up in Harlem?
Yeah, Rick makes a good point.
Friday, on my way up to Massachusetts.
You were?
Because I had to cut through Harlem.
Oh, how many red lights did you go through?
I don't pay attention to traffic signals up there.
Oh, no.
I don't pay attention to roads.
Yeah.
I will drive on the sidewalk.
Well, you can't.
I mean, I'm going up on the sidewalk at one point. There's some woman who was like, whoa, my baby, look out for my stroller. Crazy ass, hog ass, cracker. And it's like, whoa, look out.
You can't even tell where the roads are in that.
Oh, my God. I had, like, the whole front of my grill was Colt 45 labels from when I was just going through garbage pails and stuff.
Why?
Why?
Rick makes a good point about the Million Youth March. It's going to start at 11 a.m. and it's going to be done at 11:01.
Wow.
As soon as Khalid Muhammad opens his damn mouth.
Yeah.
And we must kill the rat.
Whoop, woo, whoop, whoop, woo, whoop, woo.
All right, everybody disperse.
What did he say last year? He said grab the cops' guns and use them against them. How is this guy getting another permit?
Right.
If somebody can say that,
and then you wonder why cops shoot.
This guy was telling people if the cops come in to break up the controlled riot, I guess, I don't know what the hell, to grab their guns and use them against the cops.
Yeah.
What the? How do you say that, and then the next year you're granted another permit?
Freedom of speech, Anthony.
Unbelievable.
Hallelujah.
And Khalid's like, yeah, my brothers, yeah, rise up, grab the gun. Ooh, the cops are here. Let me run out the back where I won't be seen for months. The guy disappeared.
Oh, man.
Reverend Al staying away, too?
Yeah. He makes all the black leaders of the 60s and 70s really proud, doesn't he?
Oh, my God.
Khalid Muhammad.
I don't know. He won't. Guess where I won't be Saturday. Come on.
Malcolm X Boulevard.
Yes, Malcolm X Boulevard.
All right, Vanjie. We love Van. Oh, wait, I didn't go to Vanjie. Hold on. Vanjie, who lives in Harlem, on the line. Vanjie, what's up?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
All right.
We haven't talked to each other in a long time.
Uh-oh. You sound upset, Vanjie.
No, like, first of all, why are you talking about, like, we got country roads up here? Where did you go through?
No, it's not country roads. I think you missed the point.
Wait, no.
I'll be completely honest with you. When a white person like myself, I'll speak for myself.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Opie.
When I'm driving through Harlem, I am scared S-less.
So
what I do, and Anthony does it too, we drive through red lights and get the hell out.
Because
I don't understand. Because I don't understand it.
You know what? Let me fill you in. There's part of the you know that white conspiracy.
What white conspiracy?
Well, there's a white conspiracy. Against black people, remember?
Oh, yeah.
See, well, part of it is we can run through red lights in black neighborhoods and we just wink at the cops and they let us off the hook.
Oh,
I'm sorry I had to fill you in on that one.
Oh,
but that's part of the white conspiracy.
Oh. But what streets are you going through that you're so terrified?
You know, when I'm going, like, you know, back up to Boston to visit and stuff, I just can never find that damn FDR, man. All of a sudden, I'm like on First Ave or something. I'm like, Well, there's got to be an exit for the FDR around here somewhere.
Oh, no, I'm in the hundreds. Oh, no.
Listen, guys.
Oh, my God, that's 138th Street.
How'd I get up here?
Right.
Hey, this don't look like Midtown anymore. Where are the people in the business suits?
But listen, the
paranoia that goes through your head. I'm just being honest with you, Vanjie.
I really don't know why, because you go from east to west on 125th Street. It's all stores. You got Starbucks, Pathmark, and all that stuff. And it's nice, so I don't know why you should be terrified.
I don't see the stores, because the hour I drive past, all those big grates are down in front of the windows.
Uh-huh.
And stuff, you know, because they pulled down the big locked grates.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I swear, I was driving through there Friday. It looked like a scene out of my video game Kingpin that I was playing. Like, it just looked frightening.
You guys exaggerate.
Vanjie, but we're just being honest. I swear, there's not much of a bit here. This is what we do. The funniest line is Anthony going, oh, my, that's 120th
Street. Oh, now I'm up in the hundreds.
Okay.
What happened?
Right.
Where's the bridge, for God's sake?
Right.
I got to cross the bridge to safety.
Well, listen,
I need safety.
Next time, if you come up here, I'll escort you through. And
will you?
And you can walk through, and nobody will bother you.
I would like to try that. But I'm telling you, I'm paranoid.
I mean, there's white people that live up here.
Called my upbringing, I don't care.
What's that?
There's white people that live up here.
Oh, no, there's not.
Yes, there is. Asians, too.
You stop spreading that rumor.
Oh, come on, for real. Yeah, you know that.
Yeah, they're called pimps.
No.
Wow.
You're crossing the line.
Isn't that terrible?
Oh, that was just a joke.
Well, you know something? I don't know much about Harlem, because any time I've been up there, it's been at night when I'm driving to get to a bridge, and I don't really stop and look around.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, and I don't make any eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
And I leave about 5 car lengths in front of me just in case I got to make one of them quick getaways.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case someone, you know, get out the core.
No.
You know?
No, but it's not that bad.
Get out the core!
Well, there's a difference, though, because... I don't know. It's bad.
No,
in my mind, it's bad.
And I still got my stupid mask plates on, so it's just like, oh, brother, here it is. Hey, I'm a Mark.
Goodness.
Hi! Hi, brother! Yeah,
right.
No, I'm just down from Worcester, Massachusetts. I need directions to the... What's that? Is that a firearm?
Like, listen, we're so uncivilized. We've never seen
the roof. I'm like you, homie. Can't we all just put the knife away? Could you please put it away?
Oh, man.
All right. Oh, stop. It's all stereotype. We're just
I know. Like yesterday,
band,
it was the Polish people. Today, it's equal opportunity.
No, well, let's look. We did rag the Mexicans earlier in the hour.
Oh, that's right, with the peppers and the mayo.
And the Hasidic Jews. There were a couple of jokes that came in for those folks. Today.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So.
No. Okay, because I was wondering when we were going to get our tests.
Take us up to Harlem one day and give us the tour. I want to see the Apollo Theater. I want to see...
Did I say
the Apollo Theater?
Yeah.
Well,
what else is up there?
If you can take us for like a drive in your neighborhood, would you mind if we did it in an armored tank?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're now on Malcolm X Boulevard. If you look to the right, you'll see... look at that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you reach under your seat, you'll find your Kevlar. Put on your vest and your helmet. This is for your safety. As we drive down Malcolm X Boulevard, you may hear whizzing next to your ears, which you might think is a mosquito or a fly. These are actually small arms fire that are going right past your head.
Do the tour buses really go up there?
No, yes, they really do, every day.
Okay.
And, of course, we'll be disembarking from the bus to go on the attraction ride here. It's a roller coaster we call Crack Hole Mountain. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look to your right, there's Huggy Bear's Water Ride. Where we'll be leaving the bus and going into an authentic 70s-style pimpmobile. Pink Cadillac, you'll all get a complimentary hat with a big rooster feather on it. Thank you for taking Harlem Tour Lines, where our motto is, it's Ike. Know what I'm saying?
Mike, what's going on?
How you doing?
All right.
Nah, I just wanted to tell you guys, like, I'm a cop, and I go home at night at midnight, and I'm scared. I got a gun on me. I blow the lights, too.
He has a gun, and he blows the red lights.
You blow all the lights, yeah.
Yeah.
Cops got to be pretty cool with that. Like, if you see some guy blowing lights in a bad neighborhood and you pull him over or something, it's got to be like, hey, you know, officer, come on, look around.
Yeah.
You know, help me out
a little
bit.
The guy
a little
slack. You know where he's coming from.
Come on.
All right, Mike. Thank you.
Well, it is a small percentage of people, but I think the image that some of these towns have, a little scary.
Let's hear from Starks. Starks.
Yo, what's up?
You're from Harlem?
No doubt.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all killing me over here, man.
I understand.
We're
just being honest, though. We get a little nervous when we drive through Harlem. What do you want from us?
Yo, I work in the projects, man. No, nothing but nice people in Harlem, you dig?
Yeah, all right.
Nothing but nice people, man.
Well, help us out. We'll listen to your side of it. Has it changed? I don't know. I just...
Harlem, you ever been... Yo, you got to try driving through Harlem, all right? It's like... It's a different scene now. It's not like back in the days you hear stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe that was true. I don't know. But right
maybe
now,
it's changed like Times Square's changed, you know? There's no more sweat and everything. It's like Disney. Maybe Harlem's like Disney.
Do you have a Disney store in the middle of Harlem?
Disney. not really. But we got Magic Johnson open up everything over there.
Magic Johnson with his movie theaters, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Off Mark.
I hear they have bulletproof screens at the movie theaters.
Yeah, you're killing me.
You can bust a few cats into the movie.
Hey, Starks. How far you have to go to get to a Popeye's Fried Chicken?
There's one up there somewhere.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Well,
Popeye's Kentucky, whatever you want.
Well, Starks, what can you tell Whitey about Harlem
that we don't know?
That we don't know.
Listen, y'all got more respect than a regular brother up there.
Yeah.
Trust me, I ain't trying to make the neighborhood get a bad rap, you know?
Yeah.
But check it out, I work with white boys all the time in Harlem. They cool.
So we should just come up, visit and stuff?
Why not? Check it out.
Bring plenty of cash.
You think we could do a live broadcast from the middle of Harlem?
Yeah, that would be fun. Starbucks.
Starbucks. You guys will walk by laughing at us. Look at the white boys in Starbucks.
Yeah, right?
White boys, well, I don't know why they put a Starbucks at Harlem. I don't think they could afford it.
We have to be educated. You know, we're ignorant.
We are ignorant.
We got to get up there and then take a look around, because I'm just going off of what I heard and what I see when I'm driving through very late at night, and it's very scary.
Right.
Yeah, what's the deal with that cop talking about he's scared?
Yes.
Get the hell out of Harlem then.
He says he's scared. When he drives home, he has a gun. He goes for the red lights, too.
Yeah, he's full of s***. So I'm going to go on 150 if it gets some head.
Starks, you got some chops to you, man.
Hey.
We want to hang with you. You call back anytime.
No problem, dude.
You're funny, though, man.
Yeah, and you guys suck.
All right. Thanks, Starks.
All right.
Bye. starts trying to give us the other side of it. See,
we obviously, Opie, we don't know anything about Harlem.
No, that's
we don't spend time up there. How can we make any kind of assessment?
That's what we're pretty much proving here. Rosa, very pissed off at us. Rosa.
Yo.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I mean, I'm black. I'm from Harlem. What's the deal?
And you're listening to our show?
Yeah.
Man, I think that's awesome.
Somebody got to listen to it.
So help us out. We don't understand Harlem is what we're pretty much saying here today.
Yeah. And why is it that you don't understand Harlem? The people up there, they're just the skin is dark.
We're naive white boys. We don't know about up there.
What is it that you don't know? What do you want
to
know?
I don't know. We get the image like a lot of people have that it's very scary, and if you go up there, something bad will happen to you.
Well, I was born and raised up there, and there's nothing going on up there. People trying to survive. What do you think?
But you're black.
So? And you're white, and your point.
So if we go up there, it's like, are we going to be looked at as victims?
Potential oh, please. Nobody going to look at you like a victim while you're walking up there with guns and stuff?
No, you know, I don't know. If I'm walking around and...
We just want to find the FDR, that's all.
You don't know where the FDR is?
No, I honest to God, all of a sudden I'm in the hundreds and I'm getting really scared and I don't see a big sign for the FDR.
Well, I mean, I can't see why y'all have a problem. I mean, I know people live there who are white and live in Harlem.
Well, you're shining some light on the situation today.
We got to go up there.
You just got to be open-minded and stop listening to the same old crap all the time.
All right, Rose.
All right, guys, y'all be cool.
We're going to try to understand it, that's all. That's why we brought it up on the show.
Yeah,
right?
We got to get up there, man.
All right?
Yeah, you do. You got to, like, do a broadcast from up there.
All right. We'll do that.
All right.
All right, Rosa.
Bye.
Bye, Rosa. Jay, what's up?
Hey, man, what's happening?
Hey.
I can tell you guys, I've been up here 14 years.
Yeah?
They love the white boys. The girls down there, they know one thing, benefits. You know? They love your ass for that. And the brothers down there, they stay clear. They don't know if you're 5-0 or not.
Really?
So you can walk the streets, bro.
Yeah?
In and out of the buildings. Hmm. They don't do a thing to you. You don't know, in stocks, man, stocks, you're cool, bro, but you're lying. There ain't nobody working in the projects. Right? They use the same garbage in the back of the truck and ride around and around and around.
Right.
Oh, man. See, this is the kind of stuff we hear, so we don't know what the real deal is.
It's all right, though.
I have no problem going up there. I'll go up there. We'll work something out.
Ain't nobody going to bother you up there.
We're going to bring, like, a DAT recorder, and we're going to record our day in Harlem.
That's it, man. You want to
be like the Blair Witch Project. I'll find the tape years later.
Ain't nobody going to kick me out.
Who was
All right, man.
Josh! All right,
Josh!
Wow, that's funny, man.
What's it's a pile of crack pipes outside our tent. What does it mean? I'm sorry I came up here. I'm sorry. What is that? Oh my god! What's that sound? Oh my god! Josh!
Oh man!
What a mess!
I invite that.
This is Debauchery Mania.
I invite that. I invite that.
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7.
Fran is 84 years old, and she very interesting lady. She wants to work at FM Talk at 102.7. Right, Fran?
Right. I'd love to, because I'm a New Yorker.
Uh-huh.
And I've had a career of 50 years playing the piano and singing and telling jokes at resorts. But now that I'm old, nobody wants me anymore. You're fat and ugly and stuff like that. But radio was really good because nobody could see me.
You tell dirty jokes?
Well, they're off color. I don't like to tell them, but I had multiple choice of what you want me to do. Listen, you live 84 years, and you collect a lot of crap.
probably heard a few.
You know, and you have nowhere to talk about it, and I'm very thankful that you guys called me and are giving me a chance to talk.
Yeah, we're 23 Skidoo.
This is kind of like an audition for the Opie and Anthony show, so I think we need some of your best material, so I would go right for the penis jokes.
Well, does your penis burn when you urinate in the morning, some guy asked his friend, and his friend said, I don't know, I never tried to light it.
Wow.
See, you know, I'm writing a dictionary, and I'm interested in definitions. Do you know what the definition of colitis is?
Colitis, no idea.
Colitis is when a guy walks and his balls collide. You like that?
Yeah.
I don't know if the censors want me to continue. I wanted to ask you, how do you make a fruit cordial?
How do you make a fruit cordial?
Be nice to him.
That's one of those, gay jokes.
Yeah, how do you like this song? Tararabumptie, did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I walk this way.
Boy, you must have really been a goer in your day, huh?
I would like to know if anybody would like to join my intercourse club. No initiation, no fees, no dues. Just come. Opie, did you hear the one about the Russian lady who gave birth to a wooden baby?
No.
She married a Pole.
All right, Brad, listen. Hey, she's pretty funny, man.
You're killing them out there.
Oh, yeah? You know what? In the morning, what you may think is love is really a full bladder.
Do you have any other dirty jokes?
Some not all dirty. I want to tell you about Clem and Mildred sitting on a porch in the Midwest.
Uh-huh.
And Mildred says, Clem, ain't the moon pretty tonight? And he says, yep. She says, Clem, do you love me? And he says, yep. And she says, Clem, say something soft and mushy, Clem. He says, bullshit.
Hold on, Brad.
You can't use the S word.
You can't use the B S word.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm telling an 84-year-old lady that you can't say the B S word on her show. Now, Fran, when was the last time you had sex?
Oh.
I haven't had it for 25 years, and I'm very happy and healthy.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about that.
Would you like one?
Because love is a long and slender thing. Love is a long and slender thing. You made me love you. You woke me up to do it.
All right, friend. 84-year-old lady telling dirty jokes. You want to play your little piano for a minute there?
Yeah.
All right. You sure this isn't a tape from 1920?
Yeah.
Sounds like,
hey, Spank, let's go to the fishing hole. Okay, Alfalfa.
She's playing the piano. This is radio, right? She's just playing the piano.
Okay. My dog sure like them cream puffs.
Okay.
Wow, look at that, friend.
I play by ear. I play 1,000 songs and sing them.
You sure can tickle the old ivories, as they say.
Hey, can you shoot eggs out of your private area?
Oh, my God, I hope he's stopping.
What? What happened?
You know, I thought you were clean, Puritan, nice boys, you know.
Yeah, we are. Have you ever seen that trick, though?
No, I never saw the egg trick.
Oh, we're going to have to invite you down. Hold on. Someone wants to talk to you here.
Oh, good.
Scott, what's going on?
Hey, man. This lady's a riot, man.
Yeah? You got to love her, huh?
Playing the goddamn piano.
All right. Well, you want to say hi to Fran, Scott?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, we got a love connection.
Hello. Say something in algebra.
Hey, Fran, you think we could set you up with a banging?
Yes.
You're ruthless, man.
Listen, if they like me, tell me what time you want me to be on for about 5 minutes. If anybody wants me, I'd be very happy to continue this. I'd read some books and read poetry. And, if you want poetry or whatever, I'd be very happy to continue on WNEW.
We're going to have you in studio. Scott, hang up, all right?
All right, man.
All right, bye.
Oh, I love everybody.
You can't give her the jackhammer.
What?
Hey, Fred, have you ever had the jackhammer?
No. No.
I'm sorry.
Where do you boys come from?
The sewer.
Oh.
Hey, do you have another dirty joke in you?
I love commercials. Double your pleasure, double your fun. Sleep with two women instead of just one. She'll wonder where her fellow went when she tells him she is pregnant. I don't know how much more dirty you want it, but I can't.
All right. All right, hold on. There's a guy that wants to go out with you. Bob, you have something to say to Fran?
Yeah, I'll bang the old coot for the trip to Hawaii.
Oh, my God, no.
Hello.
All right, Fran, what do you say?
I don't want
the trip. All right, hold on.
I don't want the trip to Hawaii. I was already there, and it's very dull.
Oh, you let me bang you, and I'll win the trip to Hawaii.
No, I don't really need that.
I'm 30 years old. You might like it.
I have mental stimulation, and I have a boyfriend that's 13 years younger than I. And
you got a spry one.
What? I don't need. Listen, I know
you haven't had it in 25 years, Fran.
I know you weren't
a little backed up.
I know you weren't made with a finger.
No, I got a few fingers for you.
No, I would.
Bob, you're disgusting, man.
Come on, Fran. A little bit of you and me.
You mean people? Your audience are so young that they still want to know all about sex and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
I can't get wisdom from an old lady like me. Then you're sure to be ashamed of yourself.
Hey, friend.
I don't want the wisdom. I just want the booty so I can get the trip.
So what are you gonna do with
it? You know
it?
That would win the trip if Bob banged 84-year-old friend.
Well,
I don't think anyone would beat Bob.
Come on, friend. You'll be doing me a favor. I've never been to Hawaii.
Listen, I'll sing you a Hawaiian song for him.
No. Hey, it's so broad, couldn't get wet in the rainforest, okay? What you gonna do, Bob?
She's got
all right?
Cash.
You're gonna have to dip her in Saudi Arabia to get her lubed up enough.
Oh, Fran's singing again. Bob, what a mess this is.
How many people are on this wire?
All right, friend, you're still on the line with Bob, who wants to bang you.
Come on, friend, let's do it.
All right, listen.
Okay.
All right, you want it?
All right, let's go.
Seriously, let's do it.
I'm for it.
I'll get the trip. You get banged. Everyone's happy.
I weigh 225 pounds.
I weigh 210. So I'm on top.
Oh wow.
All right,
what do you look like?
I look a little bit. The cross between Emilio Estevez.
I got a shower after this show today, man. Hey, you want to leave us with one last dirty joke?
How you make Manischewitz wine?
Yeah, how do you make that?
You kick him in the balls. How about?
That's so wrong, man.
It is. How?
You got one more on you?
How about the guy? You know about the guy.
Crazy.
Hello.
Yeah.
You know about the guy who married a shoplifter?
No.
He liked to watch her snatch.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
Bill, what's going on?
Yo, what's her last name, Marley? you got Jackie now.
What? You want another one?
Sure.
The guy says, is that Dick Brown? No, he was out in the sun too long.
She's out of control, man. You got to have her in. You got to give her a little corner in the back of the studio.
All right. Bill, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye.
Holy smokes.
Well, what's the verdict?
I'm dying. We love you.
Really?
We absolutely love you. We're going to get a limo for you to bring you down to the show in the very near future. Rick, what's going on?
Hey, yo, what's up?
Hey.
I'll be your lady for the trip.
All right.
Right in the studio. No joke.
All right, listen. They're dumping out of our show like crazy. Rick, you cannot have oral sex with Fran. I'm sorry.
Ask her.
No, anal is okay.
I didn't see you as long as she's cracking jokes.
Oh,
getting a rim shot.
Get a rim shot, will you?
We got the rim shot. Oh, my God.
I invite that.
This is Debauchery Mania.
I invite that. I invite that.
What the hell?
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. I'm Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. We continue coverage now of the search for Bernie Getz squirrel. Obviously, a very distraught Bernie Getz. Squirrel's been missing since early Friday morning. The search continuing as the Navy ship LaGrasse looks at the waters for Bernie Squirrel. We're not sure if this was a flying squirrel, but they are looking for wreckage. We will speak later with a very distraught Bullwinkle, who will give some insight on the life and times of Bernie Getz's squirrel. Of course, this squirrel coming from a family plagued by tragedy over the years. You may remember this squirrel's father shot in the head in the park by a little kid with a BB gun. That horrible, horrible episode caught on videotape where you see his head go back into the left. And the mommy squirrel, covered with brains, bravely goes on. Here you're seeing footage now of Bernie Squirrel, very young, saluting that older squirrel. The search now continuing. Our helicopter is circling above, looking for Bernie Squirrel. The family, of course, consoling themselves at the squirrel compound. We cannot find the squirrel. And boy, what the teeth look a lot like the Kennedy family. Don't they? Those big, big choppers they have. Of course, Bill Clinton saying they're giving all resources to find the squirrel, a treasure to Bernie Gow.
Tom? You sound a little woozy once again.
A little
today.
Groggy, yeah. Well, I was out looking for the squirrel myself, and another squirrel was in a tree and threw a big, big nut down on my head. It hit just right on my temple. I'm a bit groggy. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Of course, tragic loss. Everybody leaving flowers and nuts at the Getz house as a tribute. As time runs out, I've had the Coast Guard on the phone, and they are saying this is now a search for victims and no longer a rescue. Just want to let you know that. The search costing millions of dollars now. The squirrel did not file a flight plan. We have talked with other squirrels who said they would not have even climbed a tree in the haze of Friday morning. Very difficult. Bernie's squirrel missing now for quite a few days as hope runs out at the squirrel compound. You see, the patriarch of the squirrel family, that big fat one, you might remember, made the news years back as he came crawling out of a river after a female squirrel that was accompanying him drowned under mysterious circumstances. But the search continuing, we will keep breaking into your programming, the search for Bernie Getz's squirrel, Squirrel Jr., on this NBC Nightly News, still broadcasting from Yellowstone National Park, of course.
Right.
Looking for the picnic basket scandal that has plagued Yogi Bear, as Ranger Smith is always trying to turn him or blame him for picnic basket. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Scooby-Doo, McGill the Gorilla, and Ricochet Rabbit have gathered together and holding a candlelight vigil. We'll keep you updated on events looking for Bernie Getz's squirrel. Like I said, the Coast Guard is saying searching for victims now, no longer a rescue. And we will cover the funeral of Bernie Getz's squirrel, who will be buried at sea. After being cremated. This just in, Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. The body of Bernie Getz's squirrel has been found. It's a tragic day. We'll be going to the squirrel compound, getting a reaction from the squirrel family. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. We'll be tying up traffic and interrupting your favorite programs to bring you continuous coverage of a lost and now dead rodent.
You deserve the best, but that'd be a lot of work. Here's the worst of Opie and Anthony
on FM Talk.
about Steel Reserve High Gravity Lager.
Well, there's a problem.
In the community.
As Reverend Al so eloquently puts it, that this Steel Reserve High Gravity Lager, the ads, are racist. They show two tortoise having sex.
And that's racist?
And it says research shows sex sells. Well, I guess it's racist putting such distasteful ads in only certain neighborhoods because they were saying you don't see these ads on Park Avenue.
It's all about supply and demand.
Yeah.
No?
And I guess there's a demand for this stuff in the community.
All right, so this is the beer everyone's talking about, the High Gravity Steel Reserve. Can I have one?
That was funny. Remember when I said earlier in the show, I said, is Budweiser available in some of the communities that only handle Steel Reserve, like Harlem?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, yeah, but it's an import.
Oh,
it's only available as an import.
All right,
here we go. Let me crack open. Wait.
Oh,
with a fine twist off top.
8.1 proof.
Whoa! No, it's got 8.1% alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Wow. 12 fluid ounces. Nice and cold.
Wait a minute. First of all, this color is a little off. Doesn't it look like a urine specimen?
Oh, wait a minute. I seem to have given you the wrong job.
I've been watching some In Living Color.
All right. High Gravity Steel Reserve.
Let's take a swig. Wow.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Whoa! God damn! Well, God damn!
Now, that's good stuff.
All of a sudden, you start talking black when you drink this.
No, wait a minute. Hey, what? This stuff is potent. Holy smoke.
Ah, man.
It's strong. This is strong.
Yeah, it's strong.
Mm.
It's stronger when it's warm.
Oh, I bet.
I don't like
it.
Do you like it, Ed?
It's not awful bad, like Meisterbrau or something.
No.
This is like the other side of the spectrum. I don't know.
I drink this in the cold on a street corner or something.
Maybe that's why it's got more alcohol in it.
No, I'm serious.
Maybe after you've already had six or
so. But if I was at home and I was enjoying an after-dinner brew, this wouldn't be the one I'd go for.
I am outraged!
Oh, no.
I am outraged!
Reverend Al,
I am outraged.
What the hell are you doing in the studio?
I see you drinking the Steel Reserve High Gravity Lager.
Well, we want to try it. There's a lot of controversy about this stuff, so.
This is a plot, a conspiracy by the white man.
Why is that?
8.1% alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, they want the homeless to drink this. So when they die on the streets, they's already embalmed. You got an extra bottle? Hey, this stuff pretty good.
You can have mine. All right.
Wow. Steel Reserve.
No, that's just not happening for me at all.
Hey, leave the music on. It's kind of a soundtrack. I like it.
All right. But Doug has brought us something else here, too, to try out.
Oh, yeah.
What Steel Reserve?
Boy, I drank two sips and I'm tanked.
it went right to my head, but... All right. Mm. What else did you bring?
He brought, a black and tan beer called Howling Monkey. Oh, come on. Look at the label.
Where? Doug, right, where's my Howling Monkey?
Dude, look at the label.
Let me see the label.
It's a monkey in a suit.
It is. It's Planet of the Apes.
My God.
The label is adorned with the image of Dr. Zaius. Damn you. Damn. Let me partake in some of this Howling Monkey. Damn, it's not bad. My God, the image of Dr. Zay is staring back at me. Damn you all to hell. I can't be drinking Howling Monkey. But I'm strangely drawn to it. Drawn to the Howling Monkey as I was drawn to Zeri. Lovely Zira. Cornelius never knows. He will never know what happened between me and Zira. We drank a case of Howling Monkey. And then I turned her into a Howling Monkey. Yes. I dropped my loincloth. She saw the man with no hair on his body. I gave her some of Charton's meat. Yes, I partook in monkey meat while drinking Howling Monkey! Damn me to hell!
I like the Howling Monkey.
Well, is it better than
the Steel Reserve? What's the alcohol content on the...
I don't know.
Now, shut this music. Give me Reverend Al's, and I'll go back to the Steel Reserve.
All right.
We need a little more Steel Reserve. Wait a minute. Hand that to me.
Yeah. All right. All right, here's Steel Reserve.
Mm. Ah. Yeah, yeah. Steel Reserve, definitely stronger. Got a stronger taste to it.
Wow, that's gross. The Howling,
Monkey, you don't like it?
You don't like the Howling Monkey? Oh, no, that's the better one. Now, is this sold in the black community, too?
Is this in the community?
This was around here. We could get this around
here. Oh, it is?
I was in the stores.
All right. Damn. I don't know. I don't like it. Well, the Steel Reserve will get you snotted. I'll give you that. Let me tell you, if I was impoverished and had a lot of problems and had to worry about crime and shootings in my community and raising my children and sending them to a school where they might be shot or stabbed, I would drink the Steel Reserve.
I think that's an endorsement for the Steel Reserve.
Yo, man, slide a piece of the pole to drinks out on the job. Steel Reserve, it's I.
I can't even believe these morons.
He's a disgusting little man.
And Anthony.
What a douchebag.
Green wreck radio.
Ben Goldberg.
This is sicker than Faces of Death.